Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance, streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here tonight as the Tri-City Storm take on the Omaha Lancers. First time the Lancers visit the Viero Event Center here this season. These two teams have met once a couple weeks back. The Storm lost 2-0 on Saturday, October 26th, back in Omaha at the Ralston Arena. A 2-0 shutout for the Omaha goaltender Hayden Hockey. And Hockey's been a big story lately. Early on in the season, it was Cole Bruns who started the year with 5 consecutive shutout victories. Now Hayden Hockey has played in 4 games, and he has 4 victories as well. Tonight, the Lancers will start Bruns. It'll be the first time the Storm see Bruns during the regular season. The Storm saw Bruns in their final game of the preseason, and the Storm got a victory 6-5 in overtime on a Garrett Gomez game-winning goal. Tonight, we'll see Cole Bruns against the Storm's Jacob Johansson in the second meeting of the season between these two hockey clubs. Welcome inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit Viero at Viero.com. And here tonight, the Storm once again going up against a tough Omaha team, first place in the USHL's Western Conference. They have won 10 games this season, and they have really been impressive both offensively and defensively. Defensively, they are the number one club in the USHL, and that defensive unit led by Tucker Poolman, Jimmy Schultz having great years both offensively and, like I said, defensively. Poolman, a guy who was a power play specialist last season, 3 goals and 3 assists. Johnson has 7 assists, and Johnson not in the lineup tonight. He is up in Nova Scotia playing in the World Junior A Challenge. The Storm's Austin Pogansky missing his 4th and final game for that Junior A Challenge. So the Storm missing one player, Omaha missing one player. And the Lancers really getting a lot of production from the defense, but they're also getting production from their top line. Their number one line of Jake Randolph, Tyler Vessel, and Gage Huff, the top scorers in the USHL. Randolph, the top man points-wise, with 20 assists and 26 points. Tyler Vessel leading the league with 12 goals on the season, and Gage Huff second in scoring in the USHL, 7 goals and 12 assists. That's the number one line for Omaha, and it's going to be the big focus for the Storm to try to shut those guys down. Josh Howgie spoke to him earlier before the game. We'll get a whole interview with him in the CHS Coach's Corner in a couple minutes here, but he mentioned the big key for the Storm to shut down that number one line is going to be Kyle Eastman, Ryan McMurphy, and Garrett Gomez. Those are a veteran 3 players that will try to shut down that Omaha top line that most teams have had trouble shutting down. Randolph scored a goal in the first meeting between these two teams, and tonight should be a good matchup. It's the only game of the week for the Tri-City Storm here this weekend against this Omaha Lancers team. Lancers on the road here at the Viero Event Center for the first time this season. They have some returning veterans that have played here before, and they've seen this crowd. And it's also social media night here tonight at the Viero Event Center. A lot going on your social media networks. And if you're preparing to head to the game, you've got your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're at home following along, we'll give you updates all night long. We've got photos. We've got updates, everything social media here tonight. It is social media night in Kearney. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers just a few minutes away from puck drop at 7:30. Right now we're going to take a break and come back with the CHS Coach's Corner on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Storm going up against the Omaha Lancers for the second time this season. First time that Omaha has visited the Viero Event Center. And coach, last week you guys were a little bit banged up. 3 games in 4 days. You get a longer, normal week here to prepare for one game. How's everybody doing, and how's the healthiness of the team?
Well, I think everyone's healthy. Physically, it was a little bit difficult. We had a flu bug that kind of went through our hockey team early in the week. So it happened at a good time, though. By Thursday, everybody was healthy and back at practice. And you know what? I think we're as close to 100% as we can be right now.
How tough is it when you have a situation like that with the flu bug just to regulate, you know, practice plans and to get everybody to go over what you want them to during a normal week?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult. Like, you map out the week, you know, on Sunday and Monday, and then you get to the rink, and you know, you only have one goaltender, 4D, and you're just trying to manage the guys and try to get the best out of them without wearing the guys down that are healthy, but at the same time, still trying to get, you know, your reps in and get everything done. So it was difficult Monday and Tuesday, but I thought the guys had a good attitude. Wednesday, I thought practice was okay, and we kind of snapped on them a little bit, and it got them refocused. And Wednesday and Thursday were good, and today, this morning, we had a lot of energy at pregame skate, and I thought that we were moving the puck well.
Last time you faced the Lancers a couple weeks ago, shutout for goaltender Hayden Hockey. What kind of matchup here do you envision with them coming in the building tonight?
Well, they're an extremely talented hockey team. I mean, up front, you know, they got, you know, some skilled forwards that we've got to be aware of, but their strength is their team defense. They really try to outnumber you in the corners and limit your time and space. So we got to be able to change sides of the ice quickly, and we got to go low to high. Like, when we get the puck in the corners, we got to make quick decisions, and then we got to get to the net. And that's what we did not do. We had a couple opportunities to finish chances against Omaha, and we didn't. But when you get an opportunity, you got to make the most of it because they do a great job of limiting chances.
You mentioned the top line. Offensively, the Lancers have been getting a lot of their production from their number one line. What can you do to try to shut those guys down?
Well, we just got to be aware of when they're on the ice. And the nice thing being at home, you get the last change so we can get the matchup that we want. And the guys that are, you know, doing a good job defensively will be the guys that are going up against them. And, you know, coming into the week here, we're planning on it being, you know, Ryan McMurphy, Garrett Gomez, and Kyle Eastman, three veteran players that have been through the ringer. They know what it takes, and they know that if you work hard, you can play good defense. And that's all it really comes to is just having that mindset of being able to shut someone down.
You spoke about practice a little bit there.
when you have a different week here with only one game on a Friday night, what do you do differently, and how much different is it that you can focus on that one game?
Well, it's really nice as far as just, you know, coaching preparation for it. I mean, there is only one focal point. You don't have to spend, you know, a little bit of time, you know, worrying about your Saturday opponent. Everything's going right on the Friday night game. And just coming in, we're going to fire every bullet. You know, like if we have to double someone all night long because they're playing well and they're going to give us the best opportunity, like we're not going to leave a bullet in the chamber. We're going to let everything go. And, you know, there's nothing to save it for.
Last thing here, update on Drew Mayer and Sean Lang. Lang went out with an injury against Sioux City, and Drew Mayer serving a suspension here.
Yeah, Drew's got, you know, three more games after tonight, just next weekend, and he'll be back in the lineup. You know, frustrating not having him available, but he's, you know, he's training hard, and he's just going to continue to work. And when he gets his opportunity in Chicago here in a couple weeks, he's going to be pretty fired up and ready to go. I can guarantee you that. And then Sean Lang is back home in Minnesota. He's just rehabbing his shoulder at this point. You know, I would bet that he's coming back here to Kearney here in the next couple of days, ready to get back on the ice. But I think next weekend might be a stretch. But again, looking at that Chicago USA weekend.
All right, so without those two for maybe another week, and then we'll see him soon enough here. Last game at the Viero Event Center until Thanksgiving weekend. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us here before the game.
Thanks.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Chaffron back with you here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. You just heard from the head coach, Josh Howgie, in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner, let's get you tonight's lineups presented by Burger King. And tonight coming into the Viero Event Center, the Omaha Lancers will get you their lineup first. Presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Lancers come in again with a big top line, and that's who they are starting here tonight. We talked about them a little bit earlier. Jake Randolph, Tyler Vessel, and Gage Huff, all with Nebraska connections. Interestingly enough, Randolph and Vessel committed to UNO for the next couple seasons. Gage Huff is an Omaha native, so all three with the Omaha connections. Randolph on the left wing wears number 13, a veteran from Duluth, Minnesota. Randolph leading the USHL with 6 goals and 20 assists with a plus 16 plus minus early on this season. Really the driving force behind this line and the key to Omaha's offense. Tyler Vessel at the center position, Rochester, Minnesota native, committed to UNO as well. Wears number 23 at the center. Vessel, the league leader in goals in the USHL. 12 goals, 6 assists for 18 points for Tyler Vessel. On the right wing, number 12, Gage Huff, another veteran for Omaha, 6 foot 200 pounds. A native of Omaha, kind of cool. He grew up watching the Lancers, now an opportunity to play for this Omaha team. And this year, Huff, 7 goals and 12 assists. He's been very productive for this Omaha team early on. The defenseman here for the Lancers, number 16, Brendan Smith on the left defense. Centennial, Colorado native Smith has had a good start here in this season. For the Lancers, 7 games and an assist with a plus 1 for Smith. Pullman on the right defense, one of the league leaders in defensive scoring a season ago. 3 goals, 3 assists for 6 points with a plus 7 for Pullman, who's committed to North Dakota, a draft pick of the Winnipeg Jets, and East Grand Forks, Minnesota native, right on the line there between Minnesota and North Dakota. And the goaltender here tonight for the Omaha Lancers, number 35, Cole Bruns. Bruns has been the star for the Lancers this season. He's played in 9 games. He is 6-2-1. Tri-City Storm. Storm coming with a record of 4-6-2 here tonight at the Viero Event Center, taking on the Lancers. And the Storm will start that line with just Josh Chowdhury just talked about. Kyle Eastman, Ryan McMurphy, and Garrett Gomez, all three veterans. Eastman on the left wing wears number 10. And Eastman, an Angola, New York native, with an assist this season through 9 games. At the center, it's number 9, Ryan McMurphy. Goal and assist here in 10 games played. For the center for the Storm, McMurphy at the center there, wears number 9, Garrett Gomez.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm, and Omaha Lancers getting ready to go. Sorry, we're having problems here with the connection on the broadcast here. We're doing the starting lineups for the Storm. They've got Eastman, McMurphy, and Gomez at the forwards. The defenseman, Cutler Martin and Nolan Glukowski. In net is Jacob Johansson. Johansson's numbers for the Storm, 11 games played, 4 wins, 4 losses, 2 overtime losses, 2 shutouts for Johansson, 2.68 goals against average, and a 92.6% save percentage for Jacob Johansson. And those are your Burger King starting lineups for the Storm and the Lancers as we get set to go. Here from the Viero Event Center, let's look at your 3 keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And Tri-City Storm here, the 3 keys to beat this Omaha Lancers team. They've got to be very good here against the Lancers team that is first in the Western Conference. Keys to the game. Number 1, got to create in transition. That's a key for the Storm. Make sure that when they're in transition, they can try to create some offense. And they couldn't score a goal against Omaha the last time these two teams met. We'll see what they can do here tonight at the Viero Event Center at home in front of their home fans here in Kearney. Storm also want to make sure they shut down the top line of Jake Randolph, Tyler Vessel, and Gage Huff. And that's a key here. We've talked about it during the pregame show. At length, going to be a key all night. That number 1 line for Omaha really been a big factor in the Lancers' success this season. And if the Storm can keep those guys in check, it'll go a long way to picking up points here tonight. Finally, the Storm need to give everything that they have in the tank. Only 1 game this week here at the Viero Event Center. And they got tomorrow night off. Then they'll head to the road. But the Storm really need to make sure that they give everything they have in the tank here against this Omaha team. And Josh Howgie said it earlier in the CHS Agri-Service Center Coach's Corner. The guys right now have to give everything they have. They're going to fire every bolt they've got. And hopefully they're going to come out with 2 points here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Those are your New West Sports Medicine 3 keys to victory. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers getting ready to go. We want to remind you fans about the Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus in Kearney at 308-234-2541. And want to remind you, you can send your question about the Tri-City Storm to bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. We'll answer it during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Here, make sure you get your questions in. bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. Storm and Lancers getting ready for their 2nd meeting of the season. Puck drop is just minutes away right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. And we're going to have a little bit of an extended Viero Wireless pregame show running a few minutes late here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers getting ready to go here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. I'm Jared Shaffer, and we're going to do a little bit of a team comparison here between Omaha and Tri-City. The Lancers coming in with a record of 10-2-1 in first place in the USHL's Western Conference with 21 points and an .800 winning percentage. Very impressive for the Lancers. The Tri-City Storm, a 4-6-2 record, coming in fifth place out of eight in the Western Conference standings with 10 points. Storm with a winning percentage just under .500 here. And we look at the scoring for both teams. Omaha third in the league with a goals for of 3.92. Tri-City 15th out of 16 in offense with a 1.83 goals per game average. On defense, the Lancers are number one in the USHL, allowing just 1.85 goals per game. The Storm are 12th defensively, allowing 3.4 goals per game. And in the penalty kill and power play, the special teams, Tri-City ranks 15th out of 16 in the power play, 11% for the Storm power play. On penalty killing, the Storm 11th in the USHL, 84% on the special teams with penalty killing. Lancers 5th in power play at 21.6%, and on the penalty kill they're 9th, 85.7%. The two teams have met once this season. The Lancers got a 2-0 win back on October 26th. The last time these two teams met, a very good game from the goaltender Hayden Hockey, but tonight it'll be Cole Bruns in net for the Omaha Lancers. We've talked a little bit about the Lancers' top line. Let's get you some other updates about the Tri-City Storm lineup here. Austin Pogansky out of the lineup for the fourth consecutive game in Nova Scotia, playing with the United States National World Junior A team. Drew Mayer is serving a 5-game suspension that will be up at the conclusion of next weekend. Sean Lang has sustained an injury. He's out tonight. Nick Hutchison, a healthy scratch. Storm playing some of their better lines here tonight. Lebowski is with Les Bronson Horn. Olsen is with Berger and Wilkie. DiBenedetto getting his first start of the season here in the lineup. Joey DiBenedetto, the Anchorage Alaska native, is on the ice for the Storm. Stephen Hayden centers that fourth line with Thomas Alderworth and DiBenedetto. Starting line for the Storm is Kyle Eastman, Ryan McMurphy, and Garrett Gomez. Defensively, the Storm have their only six healthy defensemen. Martin and Glukowski get the start. Schultz, Dello are a pairing, and Sasir and Kevin Kerr are also a pairing in net. It's Jacob Johansson for Tri-City. Hayden Levine serving as the backup. here tonight for a Storm team looking for points, trying to get back to that 500 mark, get a couple points in the Western Conference against the top team, the Omaha Lancers. Big rivalry here in Kearney tonight. Should be an exciting one. We're going to pause for the national anthem and come back with your drop of the puck in the Nebraska Lottery first period right here on the Breeze, 94.5.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
The skates are on, the helmets tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks for joining us. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. First, at the Viero Event Center, Storm. In their home white uniforms with white helmets tonight. Purple lettering and numbering on the back for the Tri-City Storm. For the Omaha Lancers, black uniforms on the road here tonight for Omaha. Black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back. Orange trim down the sides. Lancers will go from left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City from right to left. We're ready for some hockey here on the Breeze. Jared Sheffrin with you for the rest of the evening. Thanks for tuning in. Key here for the Storm, got to be getting some goals on the netminder, Cole Bruns, who's been so good this season. The faceoff is won by Omaha. They have possession to start this one. We're underway at the Viero Event Center as Gage Huff able to come in offside, and we get a quick stoppage just 11 seconds in to the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze. We have a scoreless game, Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers. Faceoff is in neutral ice, McMurphy and Vessel. Square off for it. Storm able to win it. Gomez fell down, lost the puck. Randolph got it in deep. Martin stood him up there, and McMurphy able to throw it across for Kyle Eastman. Eastman on the far side, past the red line, throws it into the Omaha end. It's down low for Pullman, wraps it around the near side wall. And now it's moved forward by the Lancers. Lancers in control of things here, moving it up the ice. Past the red line it goes, and now dumped into the Storm end. Johansson goes to play it against Glukowski. Now on the far side, Eastman banked it forward. Kept in by Connor Light at the left point. Banked down low in the Storm end. Martin was slow to get over there, had a rush. Luca Frigo kept it alive. Glukowski couldn't get a hold of it. Now Eastman plays it on the far side wall. It's poked free to Gomez. Garrett Gomez flips it into the Omaha end. Goes off on a change. Connor Light will start back the other way. Frigo with a shot. It's blocked by Glukowski out of the zone. Light plays it back to Matt Nelson. Nelson now over to Light, and now on the near side, it's Jacob Forsbacka Carlson. Sweden player. There is Luca Frigo, who's from Italy, got it to neutral ice, and now Schultz to Tori Dello. Dello turned it over in neutral ice, and here come the Lancers. Nelson with a drop pass, though, turned right back to the Storm, and Christian Horm had it. He was tied up by Hines, who takes a shot that missed the net wide. Rebound up top. Henderson had it for a second, dumped back in by Nelson. Dello tried to take down Hines. He couldn't. Hines gets to it. Centering pass. Loose puck picked up by Lebowski. Tried to clear. Shot save made by Johansson. Dello gets a hold of it with the glove and now puts it in neutral ice where he finds Lebowski. Lebowski in onside. Christian Horn to the center and Les Bruns with a big shot save made by Cole Bruns. Nice setup by the line of Lebowski, Horn, and Les Bruns early on. Angelo with it. Back in the storm, and he takes a shot that misses wide. Rebound, another shot. Johansson with a save. And the rebound in the far side corner. Omaha with it. Henderson with a shot meant wide in the net. Rebound on the near side. Moves forward. And Berger takes it out of the zone. Berger left it for Wilkie, but he lost the puck, and he was in offside. Had to tag up. Omaha back out to neutral ice. Ross Olsen takes it. Nice little drop pass over to Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side. Throws a shot in on net. Save made by Bruns. And a whistle. 17:34 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Jared Schaffern with you here on the Breeze in a scoreless game. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers here at the Viero Event Center. Best chance of the game so far for the Storm, and Joel Lesperance and Cole Bruns robbed them. What a setup there. Lebowski to Horn. Horn, a cross-ice pass, put it right on Lesperance's stick. And he was robbed by Bruns, who came over to make the save. Faceoff won by Omaha in their own zone, moved around the near side, and the Lancers moving it forward. It's turned over to Chase Berger. Berger keeps it in the zone. On the far side, centering pass was actually a shot and a save made by Bruns. Nice job by Chase Berger. Didn't have much else to do. You throw it at the net. Berger takes that shot. We get a stoppage with 17:20 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers are scoreless on the Breeze. Shots on goal, 3-2 in favor of the Storm early. McMurphy on the faceoff now against the Lancers. And Vessel, the top line, is out for Omaha. And as you see, Coach Howgie and company matching. And we have an offside whistle to Omaha, stopping play. 17:10 remaining in the opening period. Howgie is matching this top line with Gomez, Eastman, and McMurphy. And you see it, this is the second time tonight that they're matching up. McMurphy against Vessel here at center ice for the faceoff to restart play. Is won back by the Storm. Klukowski, the far side, nice pass to Aldworth. Thomas Aldworth takes a shot, save made by Bruns, and he grabs the rebound. Bruns made the save, the rebound popped up in the air, and he lunged forward and held on to it. 17 minutes, even, remaining now. In the opening Nebraska Lottery first period, Tri-City and Omaha still scoreless here on the Breeze. Face off to the left of Bruns now. The Storm able to win it. Klukowski over to Martin. Martin faked on a shot, dumped it in deep. Went behind the net, squirted forward for Eastman, who tried to get it to Aldworth. And now it's moved on the far side for Randolph. Randolph moves it to the far side now. And Huff had it in neutral ice, taken by Eastman, tried to get it to Aldworth. But it was turned over and dumped into the Storm. And Huff with a shot. Save, Johansson. Puck squirted out to Gage Huff, and he got a good-looking slap shot. Johansson made the save. Now a shot from Nelson. Johansson, great right pad save. Now Vessel to the center. And nobody there. Nelson picks it up. This dangerous Omaha line creating chances. And Glukowski's going to bank it off the far side wall. It rolls back, and icing will be whistled to Tri-City. And an early tough situation here for Josh Howgie's Tri-City Storm team. 16-16 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. We've got a scoreless game, but this top line of Omaha has created some chances. Lancers make a change. Brian Williams on the draw against McMurphy. McMurphy able to win it. Nice win for the Storm, but they can't clear. Nelson keeps it in at the near side wall. Now it's Pooley to the center. Light takes a shot. Johansson makes the save. Puts it into the far side corner where Tate has it. Back up top. Shot was deflected off the leg of Pooley in front. And now Eastman gets it out of the zone. Can't get it deep, though. Nelson plays it on the far side. Tate puts it back in deep. Glukowski and Martin, the defensive pairing on the ice, have been on for a while. They're back to retrieve the puck. Behind the net it is. On the near side, Martin can't get there first. Pooley on the near side. Martin shoves him. Williams to the center. Back to Williams. Now Tate had it skip under his stick. And Lesperance, who's fresh, will skate it forward. Lesperance flipped one too far ahead for Aldworth. Icing waved off. Lesperance able to go and get it in the far side wall. Coming in to pick it up, Lebowski to the center. Horn with a shot. Save made by Bruns. Turnover, Lebowski keeps it on side. And now Horn to the center for Lesperance. Glanced off his skate to Schultz. Now on the far side, Dello with a shot. Save, or actually went wide. Bruns was there with a glove, but it missed it and went wide. And now Omaha out to neutralize a bouncing puck. And a hit there and neutralized. No call. Here's Luca Frigo with a shot. Save Johansson. He didn't see it till the last second. Another chance in front was blocked by Dello, but it's kept alive by Omaha. Another shot. Save Johansson. Another chance behind the net. Forsbacka Carlson gets taken off by Schultz. And now Lebowski flips it forward and kept in. What a keep in there by Schultz. Jimmy Schultz keeps it in on the line. Storm thought they would be out of there. Lebowski forward to Schultz. And now on the far side, Christian Horn. 3-on-2 for the Storm. Horn in onside to the center. Les Brown shoots. Save made by Bruns. Rebound swept in front. Nobody there. Ross Olsen with a shot. Save made by Bruns. Rebound loose. Popping around on the near side. Omaha has it. And the Lancers out to neutralize. Nice move by Angelo. And now on the far side, a quick shot. Save made by Johansson. And then the shot there from Smith. Now down low, and another opportunity for Smith skipped under a stick. Here's Wilkie. Wilkie with speed. Leaves it for Berger. In onside. Berger back to Wilkie. Went wide. Bruns able to grab it with the right pad. Wilkie gets taken down. Penalty upcoming. And the Lancers touch up. The Storm going the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Chris Wilkie and Chase Berger moving their feet to create a call. And we're on the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Scoreless game here in the first period, the Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers doing battle for the second time this season. Storm going on the power play after another nice shift from the top line of Lebowski, L'Esperance, and Horn, really creating a lot of offense for the Tri-City Storm. Crystal Nielsen awarded the patriotic salute tonight, presented by Platte Valley State Bank. Crystal served a full year in Iraq. Give her congratulations and thanks for serving our country. Face off now to the left of Bruns as we start the power play. Berger against Vessel. The penalty to Smith. 2 minutes for holding. Storm in the faceoff. Glukowski with space. Glukowski to the far side. Takes a shot. Deflection wide. Big opportunity for Berger. Just missed it wide. Wilkie on the near side. Left it for Berger. Berger stops at the top. Throws it down low where Lebowski and Gomez converge against Tucker Pullman. Pullman won the battle and got it out of the zone. That's a veteran play from Tucker Pullman. And one that will not go overlooked here on this power play. Wilkie gets it back in deep for the Storm around to the near side where Schultz plays it against Gomez. Gomez seeing some power play time here tonight with Poganski out of the lineup. But the Lancers win the battle and rope it down the ice on Johansson. 1:20 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Storm have it. Glukowski on the far side. Wilkie. Wilkie in neutral ice. In onside. Wilkie with a move. Try to get to the net. Schultz pushed him off the puck. And the rebound over to Schultz. Moves it around the near side. Plenty of room for the Lancers, and they clear. 1 minute gone by in the Century 21 power play. One good opportunity for Berger where he missed the net. Johansson in trouble behind. Handle it and get it over to Cecere. Tyler Hines with some pressure. And now Cecere to Cutler Martin in neutral ice. Martin's in onside. He puts it in deep. Couldn't get it in deep. It was blocked. And here's Forsbacka Carlson leading Tyler Hines. Hines in on the near side. Short-handed chance. He's rubbed off the puck by Olsen. And now Cecere has it with 35 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. Now it's Christian Horn. Horn in onside. Try to find Olsen at the center. It was blocked and out of the zone. Forsbacka Carlson backhands it deep in the Storm end. 23 seconds remaining on the power play. Martin back in his own end. Holding on to it. Century 21 power play coming to a close here. Cecere with one final rush. Cecere past the red line. Puts it in deep. Wraps it to the far side. Olsen's there on the far side wall. Try to sweep it to the middle. Couple players banging away at it, and it's kept in by Dello. Final seconds here. Dello couldn't get it to an open player, and Light able to get it up top again. Dello with a chance, and he put it wide. He tried to find Olsen, I think, in front. And now here come the Lancers with a man out of the box. Into the zone. It's Smith. Takes a shot. Save Johansson. And a stoppage. Stoppage in play, 11:42 remaining in the period. And I'm not sure why the stoppage is called. Officials still saying the puck is going to be in the Storm end. I'm not sure what the whistle was for. I don't see a a player in the penalty box. The Lancers catch a break. They get an offensive zone faceoff here. The Storm would have taken it out of the zone. Back in even strength now, 11:40 remaining in the first. Storm win the faceoff, though, and Jalen Schultz finds Eastman. Eastman skated in a neutral ice, left it for Gomez, who slaps it in deep. Now on the near side wall, Eastman goes and gets it. First man there, Kyle Eastman, doing work. A lot of players converging. There's six players on the near side corner. And Nash Warden found it free, turned it to Dello with a shot. Save made by Bruns. And now the rebound on the far side skips out of the zone. And now a chance for Henderson on the far side. Henderson to the center, gets taken off the puck. No penalty coming. Storm physical there to take him off, but did not take a penalty. Chance in front from Angelo there to Louis Rowe, and Rowe couldn't get a chance at it. And now on the far side, Lancers have it with Henderson. Henderson now on the backboards, taken by Dello over to Eastman. Nice job over to Gomez. Garrett Gomez past the red line, in onside. Gomez with a shot, save made, and he hangs on to cover up. Bruns does. 10:45 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers are scoreless. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Face-off in the Lancers' end to the left of Bruns. And it'll be Chase Berger on the draw for Tri-City against Brian Williams for Omaha. Berger gets tossed out of the circle. Ross Olsen will come in and take it. Storm out shooting Omaha 10-8 right now. As Olsen able to win the draw, Berger puts it deep. Williams is the first man there for Omaha. Finds Tate in the near side. And Tate puts it to neutral ice where Kevin Kerr will start for the Storm. Over to Cecier on the far side. To neutral ice. Stopped by the Lancers. Back to Cecier. Now Kevin Kerr on the near side. Trouble handling the pass. Got it out of the zone. Wilkie got it forward to neutral ice. Scrum for it. Back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr moving forward. Ross Olsen leaves it for Wilkie and onside. Wilkie trying to find Berger in the center. And it went under his stick. Down low to Smith. Smith banked it off the wall. Wilkie tried to come in and steal. And now here come the Lancers. Taking the puck here is Ryan Tate. Tate on the right side. Gets past Martin. Centering pass. Deflection up top. And here's Ross Olsen. Storm with a rush. Olsen in onside. Olsen to the center with a shot. Save made by Bruns. Rebound was loose. Martin coming in. Had a chance at it. Martin with it. A backhand shot. Save made by Bruns again. Nice look for Cutler Martin, the defenseman. And the Lancers can't clear. Lesperance off the bench keeps it in. And Lebowski trying to keep it. He does to Ross Olsen. Olsen gets hit hard from a Lancer player. And now Martin has it in neutral ice as the Lancers clear. Lebowski's back in onside. Trying to find Lesperance. Intercepted by Nelson. And now here come the Lancers. Pass behind the intended recipient, Carlson, though. And here's Christian Horn on the right side. Horn shoots, and he just misses the net. A prime opportunity for Christian Horn. And it went past the net. Bruns unable to touch it, and he didn't need to as it went wide. 9 minutes remaining in the first period. No score for either side. Storm have had a couple good chances here. And now it's Tyler Hines for Omaha. So he got in onside, almost stopped there by Horn. Now for Zbaka Carlson for a one-timer to Luca Frigo. He shanked it, didn't get a shot on net. Now the puck's behind the net. Loose puck rolls over to Christian Horn. He plays it out of the zone in a neutral ice. Jimmy Schultz put it back in deep in the Storm end. Johansson slowed it down, and it's Jalen Schultz who plays it for Tri-City. Schultz trying to get around Forsbacher Carlson. Couldn't, but got the puck to an open Torre Dello around the near side. Gomez flips it with a backhand forward to Horn. Horn got it back to Gomez, and here come the Storm. Gomez past the blue line. Gomez on the far side. Stops in the corner. Down low it goes. Turned over, though, to the Lancers and Gage Huff. Huff on the near side. Nice cross-ice pass. Nash Warden in onside, and they'll say offside. Jake Randolph a step ahead of the play. And it's whistled down, 8:15 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm are scoreless with the Omaha Lancers. Storm out shooting Omaha 12-8 now, and they've gotten some production, but no tallies on the board for either side. Tucker Pullman off the faceoff for the Lancers, dumps it into the far side corner of the Storm end. Lukowski overskated, and now he gets it back after a physical play by Martin. McMurphy finds a bouncing puck, banked it off of Gomez's skate to neutral ice. Gomez, nice play on the far side. Shot from Martin, blockered off by Cole Bruns. And now Pullman in the far side corner moves it around to the far side wall. Omaha neutral ice, it's Gage Huff. Huff is in on sign with Vessel. Huff holding, takes a shot. Johansson with a save. Nice clear of the rebound by Chase Berger. Out of the zone. Nice work by Gomez there. Top line of Omaha here threatening again as the Storm stop him at the line. And here's Berger trying to get it to Wilkie. Great play by Tucker Pullman there. Storm get it in onside, but Connor Light has it for the Lancers. Down low for Pullman. A lot of forecheck from both Ross Olsen and Chase Berger. And it's moved forward and stolen by Berger, but he turned it right back to Pullman, who airs it out deep into the Storm end. A rolling puck will not reach Friesen. Kevin Kerr picks it up. 7-12 remaining in the first. Scoreless game. Storm in onside. Wilkie turned the puck over as he entered the zone. And now the Lancers have possession. They put it back into the Storm end. And we will see an icing waved off as Louis Rowe hammers Kerr. And now we see a couple players pushing and shoving. Olsen drops the gloves with Louis Rowe defending Kerr. Rowe, an experienced fighter here against Olsen. Olsen hammering him with a right hand. They get their feet set now in the near side corner. Rowe and Olsen. Rowe hammered Kevin Kerr, who's still bent over. And Olsen and Rowe, now the linesmen come in and break him up. Ross Olsen comes in to defend his teammate Kevin Kerr, who seems to be okay, definitely shaken up on the play. And we'll have some penalties handed out here later in the first period. Storm will most likely be on the power play. Louis Rowe slammed Kerr into the near side corner of the Storm end. And then Ross Olsen dropped the gloves as Rowe answered the bell. Cecier comes in to tap Olsen on the back. And we will see the penalty situation here. Storm now out shooting the Lancers 13-9 here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. A good battle between these two teams here. I'm expecting we're going to see a lot of good battles this season between these two teams. For the no tip on the board, Pullman. Glukowski's acting as tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Pullman is the captain of the Omaha Lancers. And we're still waiting here to see what the penalties will be. 6:55 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 2 minutes on the board to Louis Rowe. And the Storm will hit the Century 21 power play for the second time here in the second period. Louis Rowe with a 10-minute misconduct here and being Rowe in the box for a while because he's got, well, his announcements here. Louis Rowe from behind in a 10-minute. So Louis Rowe serving the penalty. Will be Jake Henderson going out. Ross Olsen with a 5-minute fighting major for the Storm. Playing to have a chance to make Omaha pay. Kevin Kerr, by the way, is on the Storm. Seems to be okay after the Berger on the faceoff wins it back to Wilkie. You see a lot of pressure. Found Gomez on the near side. Gomez trying to get it back down low. Loose puck in the slot was taken by Randolph. Put around the far side wall. Kept in by Glukowski, but it settled down and cleared by Vessel. Wilkie back to play it now. 6:35 remaining in the first. 1:40 remaining on the Century 21 power play. Glukowski on the far side. Wilkie, cross-ice pass, blocked in neutral ice. Long cross-ice pass there as they enter the zone. Now Lebowski to Gomez, and it's in deep, banks off the back of the net, wrapped around the near side wall and out of the zone again. Storm's second power play of the night. Storm are 15 out of 16 in the power play, and now it's dumped in deep by Tri-City. Tucker Pullman with plenty of time, but fans on a clearing attempt. Gomez centers it, though, and it's knocked out of the zone by Tyler Hines. 1 minute gone by in the Storm power play, and no opportunities yet for Tri-City. Wilkie now tries to get out of the zone. He does, but loses the puck. And now it's Nelson, who plays on the far side to Schultz. And again, all the way down the ice, Johansson slaps it into the corner. Randolph, first man there, takes a hit from Cecier. And now Lesbrons to Cecier, and now here come the Storm. Christian Horn in onside. On the far side, Hayden. Back to Horn. Horn blocked off the play by Nelson, and it's out of the zone again. 30 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. Cecier behind Johansson. And now Cecier starts forward. Christian Horn once again in onside. Horn got down there on the play. Back on his feet. Martin. A lot of pressure from Frigo. Got it down low for L'Esperance. Centering pass. Far away from Horn. Picked up by Hayden. Top here. Slap shot. Well, really didn't get all of it on that shot. Final seconds of the power play here. Puck's taken by Omaha. We're back at even strength. Under 5 minutes remaining in the period. Icing should be whistled to the Lancers, and it is. 4:48 remains here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game between the Storm and the Lancers. Storm may have had the better of the chances in this one, but they've also had two power plays and have come up empty on both. Not really. I don't even know if they've registered a shot on either power play. McMurphy tossed out of the draw for Tri-City. And Joey DiBenedetto will take this one against Hump. DiBenedetto wins it over to Eastman. And now Dello to Kerr. Went wide. Glanced off of Bruns' blocker, but it was going wide. Luca Frigo. Line right on Hunting. Steps play. Or excuse me, he stopped the puck, but moves it to Kerr. And now Eastman chips it into the zone. He'll chase. First man there, Jimmy. Play to take him off the puck. McMurphy with it. McMurphy lost it, though. And now Tate takes a hit there from DiBenedetto. Storm have it on the far side. Dello flips it back in. DiBenedetto off for a change. And now McMurphy came in to play it. Warden got past Eastman. Ryan Tate to the center. Lancers had a rush chance there, but it was overskated by Austin Pooley. Now Pooley's in onside to the center, and a save made by Johansson. Rebound to Ryan Tate on the near side. Tate to the center. Has some space on the backhand. Turns it over to Aldworth. Aldworth tried to get out of the zone, but it was stopped by Tate. And now the Storm have possession, and Torrey Dello plenty of room to retreat, to move it forward as Lancers retreat. Eastman tried to dump it in, and he was offside after the pass got blocked. 3:44 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm are scoreless with the Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. 3:44 remaining here in the opening period. Faceoff won by the Storm and neutral ice, and Jalen Schultz banks it off the near side wall deep into the Omaha Lancers territory. Icing is waved off as the Lancers play it forward. Now on the near side, it's Gage Huff. Huff past the red line. Nice job there on defense by Christian Horn, knocking a puck out of the air and moving it forward now on the near side. Lebowski took a hit, lost the puck, and it's Gage Huff. 2-on-2. Huff makes a move to the center. It's Randolph. He shoots, and it was blocked by Schultz. Kept in by Nelson. Nelson, down low it goes to the far side. And a chance behind the net now for Omaha. Randolph on the near side corner. Nice defense there by L'Esperance to hold him up. Gage Huff behind the net. Schultz is there. Randolph takes it behind the net. L'Esperance knocks him down. Penalty upcoming to the Storm. And it'll be Joel L'Esperance who goes off, trying to play physical against Randolph. Not a terrible penalty to take, honestly, in my opinion. You're facing the top line in the league here for the Storm. And L'Esperance, of course, called, but when you knock down one of the top players in the league, you're going to have to pay for it. 2:56 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm on the GNC penalty kill for the first time tonight. Face off to the right of Johansson. Eastman, Gomez, Martin, and Dello for the Storm penalty killing unit. Face off won by Omaha. Luca Frigo on the far side. And Frigo made the move over to Tate. Now up top, Nelson takes on a shot. Finds Schultz. Schultz to the center was deflected up into the air. And a bouncing puck on the far side kept in by the Lancers. And now it's up top once again to Nelson. Finds Schultz with a shot. Nice deflection by Martin. Put it wide of the net. Now it's down low for Buckner Carlson. Up top for Nelson again. Nelson again takes on a shot. Carlson over to Schultz, who couldn't handle it cleanly. Back up to Nelson. Keeps it in at the top of the zone. Where's Baka Carlson? Down low to Tate. Now Schultz with a shot. Save Johansson. Jimmy Schultz with a good-looking opportunity. Committed to St. Cloud State. Schultz this season, the Minnetonka native, has been good on defense for the Lancers, and he's been successful on the power play and in offensive situations, as Schultz has 2 goals and 7 assists this year. Face off to the left of Johansson with a buck 24 remaining in the penalty kill for the Storm. Schultz off the faceoff, wraps it around the near side. Lebowski trying to get it out, couldn't. Now Chase Berger tried to send it all the way down, but Tucker Pullman was there. Intercepted by Schultz to neutralize. Berger lost it at the red line, and now Pullman will come back in. Pullman, the power play specialist on the near side, puts it down low. Hessel on the far side, lost the footing there. Schultz goes over to get it on the far side wall. Berger trying to help out. Lancers win the battle. Huff with it, moves it to Smith. Back to Pullman at the top. Pullman takes on a shot on the near side for Randolph. Jake Randolph here at the top of the right circle. Back to Pullman with a shot. Blocker save Johansson. Rebound is cleared by Lebowski. Back to the center. Berger couldn't get it out. Near side, Omaha resets. Randolph got it deep, but to Glukowski. Back to Randolph, though. And a centering pass blocked. Kept in again by Smith. 28 seconds left in the power play. To Randolph on the near side. Back to Smith. Holding on it. Now on the far side, Pullman. Pullman to the center. Vessel finds Randolph and he scores. The Lancers make it 1-0 with a power play goal. Jake Randolph, his league-leading 27th point and his 7th goal. And that was a pretty play. Vessel in the center held on to it for a second and found Jake Randolph, who deposited it in the back of the net. 1-0 Omaha, a minute 13 remaining in the first, and the Storm had a few chances to get the puck out of the zone and kill off that penalty. Unable to do it. Couple weak clearing chances, and the Lancers make them pay with a power play goal. Tough goal to give up for the Storm. Randolph with the goal. Assists go to Vessel as well as Pullman for Omaha. Storm in the faceoff to reset things. Dello cleared it in deep. And it's played by Bruns for Omaha now around the wall. Kept in by Gomez. Up top, he tried to go for Dello, who had to drop back. Under a minute left in the first now. Eastman with it on the far side. Gomez unable to hold the line, and it's offside. 49 seconds remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tough goal for the Storm to let up there on the power play for Omaha. They convert on their first power play of the night. Jandoff and company making the Storm pay. It's 1-0 Omaha now with 45 seconds remaining in the period as the Lancers get it into the Storm end. Frigo held up by Dello. No call coming. They banked one in front, went off the side of the net. Now Lesperance has it for Tri-City. Lesperance left it in on side for Horn, but it was taken by the Lancers. Now Wilkie turns it over to Hines. Hines in on side. To the center, a save, Johansson. Penalty upcoming now to the Storm. On the back check, the Storm take a slashing call. Lesperance, second consecutive penalty for Tri-City. This time it's a slash. With 21 seconds remaining in the period, and now the Lancers, who withstood a few chances for the Storm early on. Lesperance upset himself in the box. Lancers have taken the momentum here in this game with 21 seconds remaining in the period. Storm back on the GNC penalty kill. Storm on the faceoff couldn't clear. Lancers have it. Pullman over to Randolph on the near side. Centering pass and a chance. And behind the net again now. Never got a shot off there. Pullman to Randolph with 7 seconds in the period. Up top it goes for Smith. Down to Randolph with a shot. Save Johansson. And the rebound will be picked up there by Vessel, but time expires in the period. The Lancers have a 1-0 lead over the Storm in a period which the Storm looked like they had the better of the play, but the momentum late in the period has shifted to Omaha as they score a goal in the final 2 minutes of the first, and they lead 1-0 after one. We'll take a break and come back. Central Hydraulic intermission report here at the Viero Event Center. Lancers leading the Storm 1-0 on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light.
So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Side of the Arrow Event Center, Tri-City Storm Channel 1-0 to the Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze 94.5. With and repair. Located Central Hydraulic online. Scores 1-0 Lancers, and really a tale of periods for the Storm, even though it was only through one period. Really, Tri-City dominated the play. Both periods are outshot by all others. Most in the last the first period. The only goal of the period scored by Jake Randolph on the power play from Tyler Vessel and Tucker Pullen. The Storm played well in that first period. They just did not take advantage of their chances. They go 0-for-2 on the power play. They take two late penalties, and the Lancers will start the second period with a 1:39 on the power play. And Adam is all in favor. It felt like the Storm had about 15 minutes of very solid play. They took penalties, and the Lancers convert on their power play. They get a goal from Randolph. And when you're not scoring goals like the Storm right now, it's really tough to get behind out of that. Yeah. And you see the last two games the Storm have won. We got a hand. They play well with them. And here tonight and really. And it's very, very tough back when you don't have the offense. And the Storm are scoring less than two goals a game. If you go down 2-0, it's going to be tough to get back. Right now, Lancers with a 1-0 lead. And the Storm had from a bunch of different players in that open. For chances for Benzman, Dello, and Martin. Berger, chances for Horn, Lesperon, Taves. However, the Storm had the better of the play in the first period. We're in the Central Hydraulic Inner Report. This is Stadler Implement Period Recap. A couple players with two shots on net for the Storm. And Cutler Martin, Chase Berger, Ross Olsen, Joel Lesperance, for Omaha. Jane Hump led the way with three shots on net. Jake Randolph had the goal and two shots. Jimmy Schultz. And there's 14 shots on Johansson. Johansson's made 13 saves. Has made 13 saves. The Lancers made 1-0. Big key in this one. The Storm, two on the power play without generating much. Our Lancers scored on their opportunity. Their second one still ongoing. In minute 39, advantage here. It's a start. The second period. Take a break. Here on the Central Hydraulic Report. And come your test. 4.5.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
We are currently having technical difficulties. We'll be getting your Storm hockey game on the air as soon as possible here on 94.5 The Breeze.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back here at the Viero Event Center. Jared Sheffrin with you. And if you're listening on the Breeze, once again, some technical difficulties here at the Viero Event Center. We're trying to get it sorted out as best we can for you. Thanks for sticking with us. If you're on Fast Hockey, sure everything's fine, but thanks for being here anyway. So we're back here at the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. One of the answers, they 1-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm. We'll get you your Midway Auto out of time scores right now as we head to the second period. Think hassle free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. And so we'll load up here around the USHL. A lot of games going on here tonight. All around the league. Once again, refresh on the standings. If you haven't paid attention, the Omaha Lancers are in the number one spot right now in Western Conference. Lancers 2-1, 1-1, Sioux City in second, 9-2-1. Sioux Falls 9-1, there in third. Waterloo 8-3. Tri-City in fifth, 4-6-2, and 4-7-1, with 9 points in play against Stars. 2-5-4, Fargo Force. 3-9, the Force struggling here early on this season to get things going. Just 6 points. That's a Fargo, not until later in the season. Tri-City will play the Fargo Force not until March, I believe. So, a tough go for the fourth early on. And we're still trying to load up some scores here around the USHL. As the Storm trail 1-0 to the Omaha Lancers. These games are underway right now. Sioux Falls and Waterloo are tied 2-2 in the second period. Chicago with a 2-0 lead over Green Bay at the end. Sioux City with a 5-0 lead over Lincoln. 6-33 remaining in the second. Fargo and Youngstown overtime, 3-3. Dubuque, Muskegon, 10-2-2 with 4 minutes remaining in the third. Nothing. And right here in Kearney, the Lancers, nothing. They're on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Storm getting ready to play in the second period, and we'll have it for you next, right here on the Breeze.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm trailing 1-0 as we get set to go in the second period. Teams back on the ice. They've switched sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial. Lancers from right to left. Big period in this game for Tri-City. I feel like things can go one of two ways. Either they can get closer in this game or they can get farther away from Omaha. Lancers with a 1-0 lead and a huge power play. A minute 39 remains in the Joel Esperance penalty. Esperance took this penalty late in the period, put his team behind first with a tripping call and now a slashing call. And if the Storm could kill this penalty, maybe they can start getting the momentum back. But right now, the Lancers have the momentum here in this building. And it'll be key to see how the first minute 39 starts here in the second period. The goal in this one for Jake Randolph on the power play from Tyler Vessel and Tucker Pullman at 18:47. And again, a minute 39 remaining on the Esperance penalty. GNC penalty kill here to start the period for the Storm. Storm goal with McMurphy, Eastman, Lukowski, and Cutler Martin. Lancers with their top line and top power play unit. Randolph, Essel, and Huff. Defensemen are Smith along with Tucker Pullman. This is the line that scored the goal of the game in the first period. Start the second period right now. Faceoff is won by Omaha, and Randolph has it in his own end. Randolph back to Pullman. Pullman on the circle. Ahead to Randolph. takes a hit from McMurphy, but moves it to Vessel. Now it's Huff. Moves in. Huff on the near side. Up top for Pullman. Pullman to the center now. Smith over to the far side. Randolph deflection off the top of the glass on the near side half wall. And now it's Pullman. Pullman on the near side circle. Circling. Takes a shot. Just misses over the net. Pullman put one at the net, and Johansson ducked out of the way at the last second. I believe it went up and out of play. And we'll see if anyone deflected it. We'll see where the faceoff goes. And 19:28 remaining in the second period. Faceoff will stay in the Storm end. 1-0 Lancers. Minute and 8 seconds remaining in the Les Brons slashing penalty in the GNC penalty kill. Storm win the faceoff, and Dello clears it down. Big clear from Torrey Dello. Lancers have to retreat. Tucker Pullman with under a minute remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Pullman on the far side. Vessel in onside to the center. Chance in front. Player was hauled down. It was Randolph. He tried to milk a call, but he couldn't get one there as Randolph rolled onto his back, but now he's on his feet. Now Smith over to Pullman with a shot blocked by Jalen Schultz. Now Huff around the side to Randolph on the far side, up top for Smith. Now Pullman with another shot to score. Pullman with the shot may have been deflected in front, and the Omaha power play strikes again. They're 2-for-2, a power play unit that comes in fifth in the USHL, but they're 2-for-2 tonight, and that's the difference in this game. Both penalties to Joel Esperance. Both goals by the top power play unit of the Lancers. It's 2-0. Omaha ahead. 18:48 remaining in the second. Pullman from Smith. Check the deflection in front. May have gone off Gage Huff in front. But right now they're going to go with Pullman on the goal. He took the shot from the near side. And Storm are going to ice the puck right now. Icing waved off. So picked back up by the Lancers, and Light almost lost it in his own end, but now here are the Lancers back in neutral ice. Berger stopped the pass. And now Wilkie on the far side to the center for Berger. Back to Kerr, and now Wilkie chips it in deep. Cole Bruns back to get it. Leaves it for Nelson. Nelson on the far side. And it's moved forward. Now Luca Frigo. Frigo on the near side and onside. Takes a hit from Cecil. It goes down low to force Carlson. And the Lancers have it. Hines in front. Save. Johansson. Net was rattling back and forth on its pegs. It stayed on its pegs, and Johansson stayed in position to make the save. 2 minutes into the second period. It's a 2-0 score. The Lancers ahead of the Storm. Goals scored by Jake Randolph and Tucker Pullman. Both on the power play. Storm trying to get some momentum back and get back in this game. Faceoff is won by Storm. Gluchowski on the hand gets it forward. Lesperance and Horn couldn't catch up to it. And now Warden turns it back the other way for Weiss. Williams put it deep into the Storm end. Johansson out of his net. Alaboski lost it at the top of the zone, but it does come out to neutral ice. Played by the Lancers. Now Lebowski takes it back. Storm got a tag up. And it ends up on the stick of Nash Warden. Warden turns it over to Horn, though, but Horn couldn't get to it off the deflection. And now it's back to Gluchowski, who fires it deep in the Omaha end. Storm tag up to stay onside. And it's Jimmy Schultz who plays it for the Lancers. Schultz behind his goaltender, Bruns. 3 minutes into the second period. It's 3-0 Omaha. Lancers fire it all the way down. Icing waved off. First man there, Dello, plays it a far side to Schultz, who turns it over. Chance in front, deflected away by Johansson. Another shot save made by Johansson. Shot came from Luca Free.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
Again, we apologize for the technical difficulty here on Storm Hockey. We'll get the game back to you as soon as possible here on 94.5 The Breeze.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Viero Event Center again. Technical difficulties, but glad to be back on the air. Quick shot from Omaha as we get to what's going on. Neither team has scored a goal. It's still 2-0 Lancers. 14:43 remaining in this period, and a shot was saved by Johansson. And a very excited Tyler Hines there took that shot and was very emphatic after the shot. Johansson makes the save and hangs on. 14:40 remains in the second period. 2-0 Lancers here on the Breeze. Faceoff is to the right of Johansson now. And Dello and Schultz running, trying to switch sides here and get a draw. Oh, is okay. And Lesnar's able to win. I'm sorry, Dello. Now Schultz lets it roll over to Lebowski. Lebowski on the far side wall gets control. Played it forward. Christian Horn wins a race. And down low in the corner, Christian Horn beats icing. Storm Trasperance knocks his man down. Still trying to dig it out now. Big battle. Horn comes away with it. Lesperance and Horn doing a heck of a work there on the backboards. Finally, it's taken away by the Lancers and Brian Williams. And now the Lancers are out to neutralize. It's Pooley. Pooley on the far side with a shot that's blocked in front. Nice job by Dello there and Ryan Tate. Both came in front. Now a chance for Omaha. Warden couldn't get a stick on it. Would have had a big opportunity. And the Storm trying to get control. Cannot. Big hit there by Schultz on Williams. Picked up by Tate. Williams with a shot. Was fended off by Johansson. And now on the far side, Williams on the circle. Taken down. No call coming. Storm may have gotten away with a trip there. And now a shot from Frigo saved by Johansson, and he covers up. 13:28 remaining here in the second period at the Viero Event Center. This one has turned into a Lancers game. They have controlled play here in the second period. They lead 2-0. They're out shooting the Storm 20-13. Tri-City is just being outplayed right now, and Josh Howji gathering his team up on the bench. He's got everybody. He's talking to everybody about what is going on right now. Storm need to hit the reset button here. No doubt about it, and Howji really discussing things with his team, trying to see what's going wrong. Omaha has been winning battles ever since they scored that goal late in the first period. They have completely controlled this game. And give them credit. Lancers, the number one team in the West right now, and they're showing exactly why. They're playing solid defense in front of their goaltender. They're getting great scoring opportunities from their top couple lines. And at this point right now, things need to turn around for Tri-City. Not even halfway through this game. It's not lost yet, but it's the Lancers have been in control here. Face-off is to the left of Johansson. Face-off between McMurphy and William, and the Lancers, Angelo. And Storm get tossed out of the circle on this draw. Aldworth will come in and take it against Angelo. Face-off won by the Lancers on the far side. It's wrapped in. Deep into the zone, Pullman comes into play. Down low it goes, and Kevin Kerr plays it back to Cecere. Dangerous pass, but he finds McMurphy up to the top of the zone. Can't clear. Back to Cecere. Turned over to Randolph. Randolph with space. Leaves it for Pullman. The shot. Deflection in. Another goal for Omaha, and it's 3-0. This one, Jake Henderson on the deflection. And Jake Henderson, an expert deflection on a shot by Tucker Pullman. 13:05 remaining in the second. It's all Lancers. Josh Howji on the bench, just trying to regroup his team in a media timeout. And right now, it is going all Lancers. The goal scored by Henderson. For Henderson, he has been a mainstay in the Lancers lineup, but it's his first goal of the season. Wilkie off the faceoff, lost the puck, and it's in onside. Light with it for Omaha. Now on the far side, the Lancers with Nelson. Back to Light. Light moving forward. And Glukowski shovels it back to Light. Now into the Storm, and it's Cutler Martin. And then back in neutral ice, it's the Omaha Lancers. Vessel puts it in deep into the Storm end. And now behind the Storm net, it's played by Wilkie, who moves it forward. Kept in by Light. Turned back over to Wilkie. Chris Wilkie on the far side for Ross Olsen. Olsen's in onside. Try to get it back to Wilkie. Loose puck. Kept in by Martin. Now Ross Olsen around the wall. Over to Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie up top for Schultz. Backhanded pass for Martin. Skips under his stick. And now here comes the Lancers. Randolph's in onside with it. And is stopped by Schultz. Berger on the far side. Chase Berger forward where it's deflected by Olsen deep into the Lancer end. Better end of that shift there. And now the Storm at their top line on the ice of Horn, L'Esperance, and Lebowski. Lancers, though, with the puck in the Storm end. Hines, obstructed there by Dan. Goes in. Back of Carlson takes a hit. Up top for Warden with a deflection wide. And now Frigo on the near side. Frigo on the near side for Hines. Yeah, spins him around, takes him down, no call coming. Lancers with it. Bakker Carlson leaves it. Hines on the near side. Dello taking him down, and now we get a stoppage here. The they have just been frozen on Dello. Dello, as well as Hines, were down on. Hines, he's open in a frozen puck in the Storm end. 11:16 remaining in the second. With a 3-0 lead. L'Esperance against Brian Williams on the faceoff. Faceoff won by L'Esperance here in the near corner. Up the wall, Williams kicked it in now loose in the center. Kevin Kerr took a spill. L'Esperance able to get it out of the zone. Kicks it ahead. L'Esperance on the far side. L'Esperance to the net. Save runs. And he hangs on as the net is pushed off. L'Esperance and Warden with words to say. Les Perron's clearly frustrated here in this one. Take two penalties in the first period. Storm trailing 3-0 to the Lancers. 11 minutes remaining. Here in the second period. Tune in to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Chaffron with you here as they reset the net in the Omaha end. 3-0 Lancers about halfway through this game. And Omaha's in control. Storm need to find a way to get some shots on net here. They have one shot in this period thus far. Face up one by the Lancers on the near side wall is moved forward by Poole. Nice pass to Ryan Tate. Tate on the near side. Move. Pass is here, but recovers and knocks the puck off Tate's stick. Tate gets it back to Williams on the far back to Pooley. Pooley on the far side wall takes a hit. Murphy. And now down low. Williams to the center. Kyle Eastman on the in the nice hit. Now Eastman. Storm getting physical in here. As the Lancers have the puck, and Smith puts it in. Eastman. And now Glukowski with it. Glukowski almost ran into McMurphy. And the puck's all the way down for a. Storm 10:07 remaining in the second period. 3-0 Lancers. Johnson City with a timeout on their. Hasn't used it yet, but the Lancers have had control of this game since late first period. Murphy can't win the draw for the Storms. Back to Lancers. With a 3-0 lead in. As a draw between Olsen and Angelo, won by Lancer. Schultz loses a there with Henderson. Henderson on the far side loses it. Nice pass to Wilkie. Moving forward. Pass the blue line. Runs. Nice. Get a net there. Big hit by Olsen. In the Storm. Now Wilkie to the center. Berger with his stick. Now Dello with it. Dello on the far side. Come on. Icing way. Now on the near side, it's up and kept in by Glukowski. I don't get to the far side where Martin has it. Moving forward for Horn. Horn past the red line. Horn off. Lesperon stayed outside. Shot. Lesperon went off wide of the net. And now Luca Frigo and bank off a Storm player. Taken back by a Tri-City. Onside, Christian Horn gets knocked down. Picks the puck back up. And a chance in front of Lesperon. Now, Lebowski went down. Took an Omaha player with him. And then in your side corner, puck bouncing around. Lesperon back to Martin. Horn up top for Glukowski. Shot deflection wide. On the near side, Lebowski up top. Martin takes on a shot. Finds Glukowski. Had it in his skates. Recovers. With a shot, went wide of the net. Rebound, Martin. Martin trying to get it down low for Lebowski, couldn't. And it's banked out of the zone by the Lancers. Icing waved off. Storm with it back in their own end. It's Martin who puts it in the end, in the Lancer end. As it's now Schultz with McMurphy on him. Gets away. Nice job by Eastman on the forecheck, trying to get a turnover. Puck's in the near side corner. Nash Warden back to Jimmy Schultz. Ahead on the wall, and it's played by Vessel. Puts it in deep in the Storm end, and icing is whistled to Omaha. 7:50 remaining in the second period. Lancers in control. Ahead 3-0. Tri-City, better shift or two here over the last couple minutes. Crowd. And it's trying to get the Storm back in this one. Get something positive to happen here. 7:50 remaining in the second. 3-0 Omaha lead. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and Wilkie misses a shot over the net. Rebound played by Pooley on the near side. It's Tyler Hines. Hines in onside, sticked away by Cecere. Turned over to Wilkie. Here's Wilkie. Nice pass ahead for Berger. Bouncing puck rolls in onside, but picked up by Schultz. Batted out to neutral ice. Hines, nice pass to Forsbacher. Carlson on the far side, and he shoots it over the net. Rebound on the near side, out of the zone. Back to neutral on 7:20. Remaining in the second, Lancers with a 3-0 lead. And now it's moved forward by Louis Rowe. Rowe out of the box after serving a 10-minute misconduct. Also dropped the gloves with Ross Olsen earlier in the game. And now on the near side, kept in by Pullman, Louis Rowe, the center. Forsbacher Carlson behind the net with space. Shot save made on the wraparound by Johansson. And now Oki airs it out to neutral ice. Played with the glove by Pullman. Pullman flips it into the Storm end. And it's Kevin Kerr. Kerr wraps it around the far side where Ross Olsen collects. Leaves for Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side. Kevin Kerr in onside. Kerr to the center. Gets held up. No call coming. And the Lancers bank it into the Storm bench and out of play. Stoppage with 6:33 remaining now in the second period. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffram with you here. We have a 3-0 score in favor of the Omaha Lancers. Lancers have taken advantage of both of their power plays. They're 2-for-2 with a man advantage. And there has yet to be a penalty in the second period. Lancers took two early penalties to Brendan Smith and Louis Rowe. Storm unable to take advantage of either of those opportunities. But no team has went to the box yet in the second period. Shots on goal in favor of the Lancers. Again. Held on, scored with 1:13 remaining in the first, and things have been a lot different since that first goal by Jake Randolph. Faced off one by the Storm, they got a pin on behind and pull. Finds Randolph here on the near side. Randolph on the far side. Huff is in onside, but turned over to the Storm, and now Kyle Eastman. Eastman is in onside. Eastman on the far side. Oh, trying to get it down low to McMurphy. Puck rolls off his stick, and now it's Smith to the center, and here come the Lancers with a 3-on-2. Randolph to the center for Vessel. It was broken up, kept in by Smith. Nice job by the defenseman to keep it in for Omaha. Now it's Cutler Martin, though, on the far side. And Martin trying to play it up the wall. A nice pass over to Eastman. Eastman out of the zone, but not much further, as it's Connor Light who has it for Omaha. Randolph. Omaha able to make a change. Martin with it now under 6 minutes remaining in the second. Moved in and deflected deep by L'Esperance into the Omaha end. Light around the far side for Nelson. Nelson moves it forward to Tate, and here come the Lancers at 2-on-2. Brian Williams moved it past the Storm defense, but Ryan on it's in a rolling puck that the goaltender's able to stop. 5:25 remaining now in the second period. 3-0 the score. For the Omaha Lancers ahead of the Storm here. Goal in the first and two in the second have the Lancers on top. Faceoff won by Omaha. Chance here was blocked by Dello. Ryan Tate had the opportunity. Tate now in the far side corner. Ahead it goes. Lebowski trying to keep it in. Excuse me, trying to get it out. It was kept in, and a shot just missed the net by Nelson. Now Light banks it off the back wall to Dello. Dello ahead for Lebowski. Nice pass over to Horn. Christian Horn moving past Light to the net. Gets taken down. Penalty coming. And the penalty is touched up by Omaha. And it's going to be a holding call. No penalty shot. Definitely a case could have been made for a penalty shot. But here, I think the Storm will take a power play. They'll take anything they can get. Holding call to Connor Light and the speed of Christian Horn. Draws a Storm power play with 4:54 remaining in the second period here on the Breeze. Tri-City, third power play opportunity of the night, and boy, this would be big. Got 2 minutes on the board for Connor Light for holding. If the Storm can convert, it would give them some momentum that they need. Face off one to Wilkie with a shot over the net. Rebound is played on the far side wall, out of the zone. Forsbacka Carlson moves it forward for Hines, who lost it to Glukowski. Nolan Glukowski settles it down and moves forward. Glukowski fans on a pass, almost lost the puck, now rolling back into the Storm end. Glukowski was slowing up, and then he lost the puck to Hines. Glukowski was dogging it there and trying to pick up the speed, but it was too late. Storm get it back. And now Lebowski has it. Vessel down behind the play. Lebowski streaking through neutral ice and knocked off the puck as he comes in. Wilkie back to Cecilia. Glukowski off the ice. And Berger had it forward, deflected into the Omaha end. Lancers with it, banks it off the near side wall and out of the zone. Cecilia now back in his own end for Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie to the near side. Gomez, chance in front. Save, Bruns. Big opportunity for L'Esperance, and Bruns comes up with a save. Joel L'Esperance has had his chances in this one, and he's put the puck on net to his credit, but Cole Bruns has robbed him a few times, and now L'Esperance back with it on his stick, loses it in transition to Frigo, and the Italian forward puts it all the way back in the Storm end. Johansson to Cecilia, and now Christian Horn on the near side. Horn holds it there in the Storm end, finds some space. 30 seconds left in the man advantage in the Century 21 power play. Horn loses it as he enters the zone. Frigo able to knock it back down deep. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second period. 15 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Storm lose it in transition, and here come the Lancers. Shorthanded chance here. Pooley with a shot. Missed the net. On the far side, Nelson keeps it in. 5 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Nelson down low, and we're back at even strength as the Lancers kill off the Light holding Storm again. Not many chances on the power play. One good chance, and that was it. Back in the Lancer end now. Schultz with Eastman on him. McMurphy comes in, and it's going to be a penalty whistle. Tri-City looks like they're going to be whistled for the call. Eastman will go to the box, and now this is frustration time for Tri-City. 2:38 remaining in the second period. Eastman to the box. It's 3-0 Lancers. It's their third power play of the night. And a chance to convert. They've converted on their first two. Storm back on the GNC penalty kill here late in the second period. 3-0 Lancers score. Vessel knocked out of the draw. Randolph is in to take it for Omaha. Now McMurphy out of the draw. 2:38 remaining. And now Lebowski is knocked out of the draw as well. Jalen Schultz, the defenseman, in to take this one. It's won by Omaha as they start the power play. Lancers with it in the near side. Pullman up top. Pullman on the far side now to Smith. And Randolph. Chance in front, knocked away by Dell on the near side. Pullman. Pullman to the center. Randolph on the far side for Vessel. Shot missed wide. Nice shot by Lebowski. Tying him up there. But the puck is picked up by Huff. Try the center. And it's moved around. Vessel got it back. Storm could not clear. Smith fakes on a shot. Finds Pullman with a shot. And it's deflected in front. I think Johansson got a piece. Under 2 minutes remaining now in the period. 1:15 remaining on the power play. Puck's moved around the far side wall, and it pops out for the Lancers. Huff to Pullman. Shot. Save, Johansson. Storm clear. McMurphy clears it down. 1:35 remaining in the second period. Under a minute remaining in the power play for the Lancers and the GNC penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm. Pullman on the far side. Williams in onside. Williams down low to Ryan Tate. Tate up top for Schultz. Schultz back to Tate. Down low it goes. For the Lancers, deflection in front. Never got on net. Tate in the far side corner. Takes a hit from Martin. Up top for Schultz. Schultz on the near side for Nelson. Nelson now back to Williams. Williams on the goal line for Tate. Final minute of play in the period. 20 seconds left in the penalty. Tate to the center. Shot just misses the net. Rebound out of play. Clock stops with 50 seconds remaining. Here in the second period, Lancers with a 3-0 lead. 12 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. 49 seconds left in the period, 12 seconds in the GNC penalty kill. Eastman waiting to exit the box. Storm win the faceoff forward into the Omaha end. Nash Warden takes a hit from Les Bronson. Les Bronson with a turnover. Trying to put it in front. Back to Warden it goes. We're back at even strength. Les Bronson knocks Warden. But Warden keeps the puck. And now on the far side, it's Hines. Back at even strength. The Lancers in onside. For Warden with a shot fanned on it. And it's blocked away by Horn. 25 seconds left in the period. Here come the Storm. Nice pass there from Horn, down low to Wilkie. Chance in front was blocked away by Warden. Final 15 seconds of the period. Chance in front. A chance for Wilkie. Save made by Bruns. Another chance in front. Frigo's got it. Wilkie trying to get it back with 7 seconds remaining. Frigo out of the zone. Sasir in neutral ice. And it's batted over to Forsbacher. Carlson, last second shot, is knocked to the backboards. Stoppage at the end of the period here. And we have a 3-0 Omaha lead over the Tri-City Storm at the end of two. 20 minutes remaining in this one. Storm trail by three. We'll take a break and come back with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a few moments right here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and
the point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm trailing the Omaha Lancers 3-0 after two periods of play. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And the Storm in that second period only registered 4 shots on net here against the Lancer team. Hey, Lancers deserve a lot of credit. They are number one in the USHL in defense, and we've seen that on display here tonight. Storm are getting outshot 24-17. Not a terrible discrepancy, but got outshot 10-4 in the second period. 2 goals for Omaha. For Tucker Pullman on the power play from Brendan Smith at a minute 12 in. And Jake Anderson from Tucker Pullman and Jake Randolph at 6:55. 3-0 Omaha with the lead here. And Cole Bruns is perfect through two periods. The Storm have played 5 periods against the Lancers and have not registered a goal against this Omaha team yet this season. They were shut out by Hayden Hockey back on October 26th. And Cole Bruns is perfect through two periods with 17 saves and a chance for the Lancers to get another shutout. The Lancers in this season right now have been not only the best defensive team, they have 6 shutouts. 6 shutouts in their first 13 games. They've had shutouts in almost half of their games, and they're 20 minutes away from doing it again. And so, again, I think really here a huge difference for the Lancers this season. Defensive has been the way to go. And got to give them a lot of credit because it hasn't just been it's been a lot of teams. And, again, this is potentially the 7th chance for a shutout here for the Lancers. And it's 3-0 right now after 2 periods of shots on goal. The second period, 10-4 in favor of Omaha. 2 goals for the Lancers. Watson has made 21 saves on 22 of the Lancers' goals have been on the power play. Omaha 2-3 on the power play. Storm are 0-3 with a man advantage in Tri-City Storm. Trailing 3-0. We've seen bigger comebacks, but right now the Lancers are in lockdown mode defensively. And it looks a bit bleak here for the Storm with 20 minutes remaining here at the Viero Event Center. That's your Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And here we're going to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week. We've been giving away a free buffet to one lucky winner each Tuesday on the Storm Facebook page. Check out the Storm Facebook page this Tuesday for another Valentino's Trivia Question. Remember, Valentino's, eat in, carry out, delivery, they've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. We'll come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update and then the third period here at the Viero Event Center on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Omaha Lancers after two periods of play. We're going to check your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. Final in a shootout tonight in Youngstown. The Phantoms with a 4-3 win over the Fargo Force. Fargo cannot catch a break here. They dropped to 3-10 on the season. I should double check that. 3-10 or 3-9-1 in the shootout here, but they get a point in Youngstown, and the Phantoms actually in this game had a 3-0 lead. How about this? So you look at the Youngstown Phantoms. Had a 3-0 lead on the Fargo Force after two periods. Fargo comes out in the third period and scores 8 seconds in. And then they get two more goals and tie the game at 3. So, hey, if you're a Storm fan right now and you're worried about your team down 3-0, earlier in the night, that lead on Fargo, the third period, 3-0, three goals, brutal time. But if looking at the out-of-town score, you're looking for a ray of hope here as a Storm fan. Look no further than the Fargo Force and what they just did in Youngstown on the road. Andrew McDonald from Neil Goff, 8 seconds into the third period. They had a look great, but can still change their fortune if things are too late. Final in overtime, Buick defeats Muskegon 3-2. Storm will see Buick 1 week from tonight in Dubuque. The Fighting Saints. To the Fighting Saints, who have done well here early on this season. Lincoln is trailing 5-2 to the Sioux City Musketeers early on in the third period in Sioux City. Musketeers continue to be at top seed here in the Western Conference. Waterloo on top of Sioux Falls 4-2. 10 minutes gone by in the third period. Chicago and Green Bay have 2-2 periods of play in Chicago. Cedar Rapids, 3-1 lead on their period. And so if you look at the scores and you look at 10, the Storm are in fifth. They've got 3 points behind. Fargo picked up a point. The Lincoln team is down by 3. And the Omaha team is down by 2. So if you're looking for the Storm, not looking to down any. They're losing. Teams ahead of you, you've got right here at the Viero Event Center, 3-0, 2-3. Smalls is trailing the other team ahead of the Storm, Waterloo. So not great news, but I think for the Storm right now, you don't want to get too far behind, but you don't down in the standings either. And if you can hold on after tonight, the key will be coming out on the road in the next 5 games, a 5-game road trip to the Storm. What can they do? Buick, Sioux Falls, Chicago, and 2 against USA's 17-and-under team. It'll be huge for the Storm to try to play well on the road, struggle at home. They're 4-6 coming in tonight. Not things looking good for the period remain here, trailing by. And if they do drop this game to Omaha, you have no choice but to look to a road trip to try to win some games. And you got to think after this week, though, Josh Howgie, if this continues here in the third period, things don't turn, he'll make some moves on the roster, because right now the effort is not there from the team. And we've seen a couple ready for this team, but they want to win this year. And I think moves will be made here to this lineup if they are unsuccessful turning things around in the third period. Challenging during the week and potentially after this game, we'll see if he'll want to talk. Depending on how this third, but right now the Storm down 3-0, and they've been dominating facets of the game ever since. So 20 minutes to really fight for their honor and fight for some pride here. Get back to this game and show their fans who are here at Carnegie that they're willing to give up in the third period. Got a 3-0 lead, 20 minutes left to go. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze. We'll take a break and we'll come back to you with the third period of play. Here from the Event Center in Carnegie in just a few moments on the Storm Radio Network, the Breeze, 94.5.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside of the Arrow Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you here as we get ready to start the third and final period. Third and final of the weekend for the Storm. As they are trailing 3-0 to one game this weekend. And right now, the Storm, you know, Josh Howdy talked before the game about leaving it on the ice. They got nothing else to do here. They're down 3-0. This is your last period on the weekend. I think the coaching staff really hoping to see a much better effort in the third period here, knowing that they have the day off tomorrow, the day off Sunday, and a short week for a trip to the Butte. Teams have switched sides for the third period here. Tri-City Storm going from right for the third period on your radio dial. Lancers going from left to right for the third period. 3-0 game in favor of Omaha. Thanks for being with us here on the Breeze. I know we've had our ins and outs with the broadcast, but trying to do our best for you here and get through this one. Hopefully By the time we're back here in a couple of weeks, we'll have everything sorted out. Face off at center ice to start the third period. And Josh Algy sends out Christian Horn, Joel Esperance, and Dan Lebowski for the third period. Cutler Martin, Kowski, the defenseman. For Omaha, Huff, Vessel, and Randolph win the faceoff for Omaha. Here's Vessel with one-on-one right away to the center, knocked away by Lebowski. And Glukowski out of the zone, kept in, they say, by Smith. And now the Lancers have possession, turned over to Martin. Cutler Martin in transition. Glukowski took a fall behind the play. Lebowski tried to find Martin. He did. Martin swung it down low to Lebowski. Centering pass went in on Bruns, who deflected away to Randolph. Randolph tied up by Lesperance. Pucks the head on the wall. Lesperance up top. Dello can't keep it in. On the near side, Vessel for Omaha. In onside to the center. Vessel with it on his stick, trying to make a move. Taken off by Lebowski. Kept in, though, with a shot and a score. Connor Light scores, and it is 4-0. Johansson didn't see the shot. He was screened. And Connor Light gets credit for the goal. His first of the season for the Lancers. And what a deflating start in the first period, in the first minute of the third period. Is now 4-0 Lancers. Light just trying to keep it in, and it may have deflected off a Storm stick, but into the back end, and the goal for Connor Light. And that's just how things have gone here for Tri-City tonight. Four Lancers now in control of this one. And the Storm dumped it in deep off the faceoff, winning possession in the Lancer end. Olsen to the center. It's knocked away by Forsbacher. And now moved ahead, but stolen by Wilkie. Wilkie puts it off the backboards. Olsen now for Tri-City takes control. Back to the far side corner. Kept in by Dello. Free go to the near side corner for Omaha. Storm there trying to take possession back. Trailing 4-0, we get a stoppage. There is puck was shot into Chase Berger. Berger didn't have nice words for Omaha after that play. And we'll see where the faceoff goes. It's going to be out of the zone. They whistled a hand pass to Tri-City. 18:36 remaining in regulation. It's 4-0 Lancers. Faceoff won by the Storm in neutral ice. And now Cecilia turns it up. And it's McMurphy who moves in, takes a hit from Henderson, dumps it in deep. On the far side, a big collision and a Storm player knocked down there, and another big hit. Teams exchanging big hits here as the Lancers come ahead. A shot save made by Johansson. And he hangs on. Stoppage of play, 18:16 remaining. Remaining in the third, Big O Tires, third period. Tri-City Storm trailing to the Omaha Lancers, 4-0. And Storm, they were looking at anything going in the third. They've been quieted. A quick goal from Connor Light. This is two consecutive games for the Storm that have been blowouts in favor of their opponents. The first one was on Saturday at the hands of the Musketeers. And now the Lancers, the 4-0 lead. And it's been the top two teams in the Western Conference. It's not teams that have struggled that are beating the Storm. Give credit to these two teams, Musketeers and Lancers. They've looked much better than Tri-City early this season. Storm still looking for their first goal against the Lancers on the season. Faceoff was in play, and now the Lancers have possession. Big hit by the Benedetto, and it'll be a penalty. The Benedetto came from the backside, and now the team's pushing and shoving here. Joey DiBenedetto came off the bench on the far side and lit his man up from behind. Glukowski and Brian Williams having words as well. Benedetto boxing. Potential misconduct coming to Benedetto after we saw one to Louis Rowe earlier, and you never want to see that kind of a hit. The Benedetto, absolutely a dangerous position for the Lancer forward there, who DiBenedetto rocks, and that was Austin Pooley. 2-minute penalty to Benedetto. Checking from behind could have been a boarding, could have been a charging. Storm lucky that they only have 2 minutes in penalties, I believe, after that one. 17:30 remaining in regulation. Tri City killing a penalty. Omaha has been lethal on the power play tonight. They've scored 2 chances. And here they come up the ice. Wrapped around the wall off the back of the net. Vessel. Now to Glukowski, who sends it the length of the ice. 17 minutes remain here in regulation. 4-0 Lancer lead. And the Storm on a GNC penalty kill right now. 2 minutes for Chetton from behind for DiBenedetto. Far side now. Lancer's with it. Omaha in possession. It's Smith. Down low. He tried to pass. Deflected and stolen by Dello. Tucker pulling to the far side. Back to Huff. Now Chet was blind. Bird. Tucker Pullman now with 50 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Pullman slow to move the puck now to Jimmy Schultz. And there's Ryan Tate. Tate with feet on the far side. Tate moving around down low. Turned it over to Martin. His shot is trying to clearing attempt was deflected. Kept in the zone. Bouncing on top for Nelson, who keeps it in. And Martin now banks it all the way down the ice. Runs out of his net. 25 for me in the power play for the Lancers. GNC penalty kill for trying here. Under 16 remaining in the Big Tires. Third period. Wrapped around the wall from Omaha. Kept in by Forbacher Carlson. And now it's moved around the near side. Kept in by Nelson. Over to Schultz. Schultz down low to Tate. Centering pass. Broken up by the Storm. We're back to even strength. Schultz to Nelson with a shot. Save made by Johansson if it got through. And now Nelson, another shot. Deflection saved Johansson with the left pad. Storm back at full strength. Here's Christian Horn. Horn trying to find Gomez. A penalty upcoming to Omaha. Gomez interfered with by Nelson. And it's the Storm. We'll be headed on a power play. Interference. The call to Nelson. Storm on a Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. Discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 15-17 remaining in the Big Tires third period. Storm of the Century 21 power play. Sear. Over to Horn. Storm face-off win. Horn to the front. Back to Sassir. Winds up shots. It was deflected wide. Olsen in front there. Lancers clear. 15 minutes now remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Moving forward. It's away from Hines. Far side now to Horn. Nice play to Olsen. Olsen's got left. Bruns in front. Chance for Bruns. He makes the save. Rebound was loose and Bruns hangs on. Joel L'Esperance has had by far the best chance of the Storm tonight. And Cole Bruns has come up with some acrobatic saves. 14:49 remaining. The Big O Tires third period. 1:32 remaining in a Century 21 power play. 4-0 Tri-City Storm behind the Lancers. L'Esperance tossed out of the circle. And Christian Horn will come in and take. Horn sides, I'm going to let Ross Olsen take this one. One by Omaha. Schultz to the far side. And forecheck for the Storm here on the power play. Unsuccessful. Cleared by the Lancers. Johansson leaves for Sincere. Now, Kevin, 13 remaining in the century. Power play. On the far side. Olsen leaves it for Horn. Time. Shuffles it back to L'Esperance. A race for the puck. Kept in by Gale. Knocked out by Steve LeBeau. Lebowski, moves it. Lebowski, cross ice pass. Wilkie, shot was blocked. Rebound, back. Another shot blocked by Frigo. Now let Lebowski, 30 seconds remaining in the power play. Down, opportunity there, shot. Down after a rebound there by Esperanza over to Wilkie. Chance for Olsen. Save made by Bruce. And Pullman. Nice job getting as though. Tucker Pullman by himself off the ice. Takes the misses the net. Tucker Pullman with an impressive individual effort for Omaha. And now Hayden got it out of the Omaha. Storm end, excuse me. Second century 21 power play. We're back at even strength. Omaha with the puck. Hines played into the near side before his back to Carlson. The Swede with another stick in his own end. Carlson, who wears a cage, left it back to Tucker Pullman. Pullman down to Nash Warden in neutral ice. Hines is in onside. Hines to the center. Broken up. Gets it back. Hines circles on the right circle to the front for Forbaka Carlson. A save made by Johansson. And Steve Hayden shovels it to the top of the zone. Played by McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy to Gomez. McMurphy took a hit there, and now the puck rolls in on Bruns. 12:46 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Tri-City trailing Omaha 4-0. You may not have known, but Big O Tires is a national sponsor of the Susan G. Komen Foundation Race for the Cure. This organization is dedicated to breast and Big O Tires. Help raise and donate thousands of dollars each year. It's another way Big O Tires gives something back to our community. Visit Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. Trying 4-0 here in the Big O Tires period of play. Flanders looking right now for another shutout. The Lancers this season have 6 shutouts. They're looking for their 7th. 12:46 left in this one. Cole Bruns has had to make some good saves. Couple on Joel Esperance. A good one was just made recently on Ross Olsen at the end of the Tri-City Storm power play. Face off to the left of Bruns. 12:46 remaining in this third and final. Face off is one. And it's on the far side. Berger keeps it in to Olsen. Up top, threw it right to Louis Rowe. It's out there by Berger, but it's out of the zone. And now Berger leaves it for Wilkie. Wilkie gaining speed. In onside. Wilkie to the center. Knocked off the puck. To the far side corner. Wilkie knocked down. And the puck's rolling to the center. Taken by Louis Rowe. And here come the Lancers. Far side. Nash Warden. Warden. Straight found him, throws one at the net. Johansson deflects it away. Near side, Warden up top. It goes to Jimmy Schultz, brother of Joe. Warden turned over now to Wilkie. Wilkie ahead for Cecilius. Olsen, first player there for the Stone. Under 12 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires period. For the Lancers. Lancers now with a 2-1. Henderson in outside to Angelo. He shoots. Johansson. Johansson makes the save as a backhand opportunity there. Now here comes Lesperance. Lesperance up the ice to the center. And he couldn't get much of a shot off. He tripped and fell. No call. Looks like Lesperance just lost an edge and shot himself. 11:36 remaining. And then he goes third period. Johansson just robbed Anthony Angelo on a breakaway. Lesperance had a chance the other way. And now, Brian Williams, San Diego native, knocked out the face off circle. It's won by the officers, though, and Connor likes the far side. And Pooley up top of the zone. And Cutler Martin's got it. Puts back in deep after he hit the red line. Now, obstructed by Christian Horn, moved on the near side. Cutler Martin there to keep it in. Martin able to try to slap it in deep, taken away by the Lancers and Tate. Ryan Tate to Williams in onside. Williams to the center. Shoot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound on the far side. Now Horn couldn't get it out. Kept in by Nelson. On a second attempt, Horn gets it out with a skate. Nice pass from Lebowski to Lesperance. Lesperance moves in. goes against two defenders, and it's taken away by Omaha. Here comes Lance Smith. Banks it off back wall. Back to Cutler Martin. Martin, nice home run pass. Here comes Christian Horn. Horn to the center. Deflection away from that. Had McMurphy there. McMurphy tried to put one out in front, taken away by Jake Randolph. Now here's Gage Huff the other way for Omaha. Huff's in offside. To Vessel, tripped up. A penalty upcoming to the Storm and Jalen Schultz. Randolph trying to get it back. Knocked down by McMurphy, and it's touched up by the Storm. 10:25 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. It'll be an Omaha Lancer power play. And a GNC penalty killed Jalen Schultz in the box for Tri-City. And it's a 4-0 Lancer lead. Omaha with a chance to add to their lead here in the third period. GNC penalty kill upcoming for the Tri-City Storm. Eastman against Vessel on the faceoff. And it's won by the Storm. Kevin Kerr basing off the far side wall out to neutralize. Where it'll be played by Tucker Pullman. Pullman ahead, out of the zone. Kerr tried to stop Huff, but he couldn't. And now Omaha's in onside. It's Randolph. Randolph back up top for Pullman, who plays it at the point. Huff was out of position there. And now Pullman's going to go down low. And here's Vessel looking on the back door, trying to find something on the left circle. Goes out of Pullman. Pullman below the circles. Try to get it over to Randolph. Knocked away by Kerr. Kept in, though, by Smith. Smith to the center. Left it for Randolph. Banked one off a skate, and Torrey Dello finds a loose puck and clears. Minute 15 remaining on the GNC penalty kill. 9:35 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Vessel leaves it back for Nelson now. Nelson to neutralize. Leaves it. And it's dumped in by the Lancers. Martin almost taken off the puck. He puts it around the near side. Nelson couldn't keep it in. 50 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. 9:14 remaining here in the third, and presented by Big O Tires. Lancers on the power play with a 4-0 lead. Omaha on the near side for Baca Carlson back to Nelson. And now it's Schultz. Jimmy Schultz to the red line. Wraps it around the near side for Forsbacka Carlson, who keeps it in. Cutler Martin roughing him up on the near side corner. Williams takes it a hit. Down low, Luca Frigo played it up top where Jimmy Schultz keeps it in. Schultz on the near side wall to Forsbacka Carlson, deflected down low to Frigo. Frigo with 6 goals in the season for Omaha. Over to Forsbacka Carlson. Down low, a chance and a shot. Save made by Johansson as the shot came from Brian Williams. And Martin puts his man down, picks up a puck, and clears. We're back to even strength, 18:24 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Lancers with a 4-0 lead. Storm just trying to get on the board here as Nelson moves in, takes a toe drag, move to the center, was deflected away. Never got through. Now down low, Angelo on Kerr, and Kerr wraps it to the near side. Chase Berger's got it. Berger on the near side, in onside. Berger to Wilkie. Wilkie in the near side to the center. Olsen trying to leave it for Berger. Berger picks it up after he had some trouble. Over to Kevin Kerr. Takes in a shot. Cecere takes a shot. It's blocked out of the zone by Henderson. And now Cecere makes a move on the near side. Leaves it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr past the red line. Wilkie puts it in deep. Rolling back in on the netminder Bruns. And he hangs on to stop play with 7:37. Remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City Storm trail 4-0, but here at the Viero Event Center, a great attendance tonight. Over 3,000 fans in attendance. 3,068, the number tonight for the Storm, one of their highest attendances of the season. Faceoff in the Lancer end is won by Tri-City, and Horn down low where Aldworth gets shoved off but picks back up the puck. Aldworth down low to Horn. Takes a hit. Lesperance has got it. Back down low to Horn. Horn to the center. Aldworth couldn't get a shot off. And now here come the Lancers. It's Huff. Just was 1-on-2, didn't have numbers, and put it in deep. Jalen Schultz there to play to Horn on the far side. And now Christian Horn. Nice pass to Aldworth. Couldn't handle it. Deflects off his stick. Back to the Lancer end. And now it's Vessel. Tyler Vessel. In neutral ice. Finds Ryan Tate. Tate on the near side with a shot. Deflection away by Johansson. Now it's kept in by the Lancers. Down low to the near side now. Aldworth backhands it out of the zone. Finds Lesperance. He's in onside. Leaves it on the far side for Horn. A shot just missed the net. And now Steve Hayden with it. It's Hayden with a move. To score! Joel Lesperance from Steve Hayden. Nifty move from the Plymouth, Michigan native to get the puck to Joel Lesperance. Lesperance now 5 goals on the season, and the shutout is over. So the Storm get their first goal of the season. It's the Lancers. It's 4-1. Lancers, Lesperance. On the move from Steve Hayden. Went around a Lancer defenseman. Jimmy Schulte. And Steve Hayden made himself look good, made Schulte look bad there. 4-1 the score. Lancer still in control here. 6:30 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. But the fans get to see a Storm goal here tonight from Joel Lesperance. One of the Storm high scorers from last season. Leading scorer on the team right now with 9 points, 5 goals. Centering pass deflected. Here comes Eastman. 2-on-2. Eastman with Steve Hayden. Eastman to the far side. Centering pass. Kukowski taken down. Penalty coming. 6 minutes remaining in the game. It's 4-1. Lancers in control. The Storm head of the Century 21 power play. Are you fed up with high gas prices? Well, it looks like they're here to stay. But there's one thing you can do to ensure maximum gas mileage. Stop by Big O Tires for a free air pressure and alignment check at Big O. They'll take care of your vehicle maintenance needs to make sure you get the best gas mileage possible. Stop by Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. So, 4-1 the score. Storm, end of the Century 21 power play, and we say this a lot here. Storm trailing by 3 goals. Not a lot of time left. However, it's always a teaching moment. Right now, the Storm power play is 15th in the league. So it can only go up. And right now is a great time to work on your power play. You trail by 3. You got to find the bright side somewhere here. And you got to work on your power play. Right now, the Storm with an opportunity to do that. As Tyler Hines is in the box for 2 minutes after hauling down Nolan Glukowski. And we'll see it. Tri-City Storm, Century 21 power play. So, we get the face off to the left of Colbruns. Storm trying to get a quick goal here and see what happens. Face off is won by Tri-City. Wilkie leaves it over to Glukowski. A lot of pressure there for Nolan Glukowski, and the Lancers create the turnover. That is great penalty killing. Here comes Vessel. He's in alone with a shot. Missed the net well wide left. And now Steve Hayden here on the rebound. Hayden leaves it for Lebowski. Lebowski in deep. Lebowski gets nudged off by Poole. And it's moved by Smith around the near side. And it's cleared up to the top of the zone. And now Steve Hayden seeing some power play time here. He picks the puck up. And Hayden, nice pass for Berger. Leaves it for Lebowski. Takes a hit. Lebowski up top for Wilkie with a shot. Missed the net wide right. Wilkie had a lot of room there. And now Lebowski finds the rebound. Nice slap pass to Wilkie. Got deflected away by Omaha. Wilkie picks it up. Wilkie in the corner. Got it to Berger. Berger takes a hit. Moves it up top to Sasir. He has space. Sasir holding. Leaves it for Wilkie with a shot. Save made by Bruns. Wilkie in the near side. Minute gone by the power play. Sasir deflects it to Lebowski. Lebowski chance in front went wide. Rebound Wilkie now. Wilkie on the near side point. Shot. Save made by Bruns. Chris Wilkie with a lot of opportunities on that power play. Cole Bruns keeping this a 4-1 score. We're Diamond Mogul, 5-5. Comes to quality products and customer service. Look to the professionals at Diamond Mogul Paints with locations in McCook and Grand Island. Diamond Mogul, the miracle of paint. The face-off here is won by the Storm, and they stop play. And they call false start. Tough break for the Storm. As the senior had a land. Dr. Carl. Josh Algy is staff. Well, the clock reset. There was a few seconds that ticked off on that false start to the paint. Diamond Mogul, final 5 here at the Viero Event Center. Storm trail by 3. It's a 4-1 Lancers lead. Lancers win the faceoff on the far side wall. Kept in by Cutler Martin. There, but the rebound to Tucker Pullman. And Pullman clears it all the way down. 40 seconds left. Century 21 power play for Tri-City. Cecil move forward, but now he stops and regroups. Now here's Cecil in it. On the far side, Christian Horn. Horn in and onside. Horn down low. Far side corner. Horn, and the Storm have pulled their goaltender. Johansson is off. Now Omaha with the puck. They get it out of the zone. It's rolling deep to the Storm end and missed the empty net. 10 seconds left in the power play. Storm with an empty net. An advantage here. Cecil. A forward pass for Eastman. Eastman in onside. They're whistled off. It was definitely. And we get the whistle with 4 minutes in the third period. Now onto the Diamond Vogel, final five. Back at even strength. Johansson back in net. Josh Chowji is going to get ready to pull Johansson. If he can secure the puck, the faceoff. The faceoff was just getting to the bench. Haven't gotten it deep in the Lancer yet. And now go to end. Chowji trying to get control before he pulls his goaltender on the near side. And it's moved by Omaha out of the zone. Johansson has to stay in. Vessel goes to chase. Lukowski wins the battle. Lukowski, side wall, lost the battle this time. Randolph with a shot up top over the net. Rebound far side. Storm there to get it. Wilkie, clueless, top of the zone. And it's kept in by Omaha. Nelson now their side. Hello to Randolph. Lancer's with it now. And a shot from late. Went wide. Rebound on the near side. With a three-goal lead here. 3 minutes left to go. Randolph behind the net. Not much pressure here. Chance in front of the back. Save Johansson on Angelo. And the rebound's poked away by Johansson. And the rebound picked up by Louis Rowe. And the Storm are getting outplayed here by the Lancers. Another chance in front, scooped into the glove of Johansson. After the play, a couple pushes and shoves. Lukowski really unhappy, but right now the Storm, no sense of urgency. The Lancers controlling play. 2:42 remaining. The final five here at the Viero Event Center. 4-1 lead for the Lancers. Josh Chowji was going to try to pull his goaltender. Had him off the a little, but never got a good chance with the 2 minute advantage. To see off the faceoff win, clears it all around the ice. Icing is waved off by the officials. Olsen, nice hit on the backboards, but didn't go after the puck. It's moved out of the zone by the Lancers. Dell played it forward to left. Now Olsen with a shot, save made by Bruns. Johansson is off. Storm with an extra attacker, trailing 4-1. Puck moved to the top of the zone. Lesbrunz with a shot was blocked. Dello with a shot was blocked. And now Dello keeps it in. On the extra attacker, it's 6-on-5. Chance in front from Lesbrunz, deflected away from Jordan, takes it. Olsen keeping the puck in deep. Nice job by Ross Olsen there. Under 2 minutes remaining in the final five. Storm down by 3. Big scrum for it. Pulled away by Lesbrunz. To the center. Saved by Bruns. Lesbrunz. Turnaround backhand shot at the net. And a faceoff will be in the hot end. Johansson on the bench now. 1:49 remaining in regulation. Faceoff will be in the Omaha end now. Storm, by the way, I believe still have a timeout here. Now they will take one. So Josh Chowji not conceding this one. Down 3 goals, 1:49 remaining. Not conceding just yet here as we have a timeout. And Chowji will talk things over with his goaltender. And 3 goals. 4-1, the Lancers in the lead here. Night City Storm will have the rest of the weekend off after this one, and then they will head to Two Falls next weekend to take on the Fighting Saints as well as the Stampede. Next time we're back here at the Viero Event Center, October 29th and 30th.
excuse me, November 29th and 30th. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and it'll be Panthers. We'll be here at the Viero Event Center for two consecutive games on the November 29th and 30th. Storm, this schedule is tough for the Storm right now. They face the second-best team in the West, Sioux City. Now they face the top dog. They're going to Buke, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. Then they'll face Sioux Falls, one of the best teams in the West Conference. They break with Chicago and USA, but they're back here to take on the Lancers twice more at the end of the month. So, schedule doesn't let off the Storm here. The face-off underway. Bukowski with a shot off the ball. Save made, runs, rebound, score! On the rebound, the Storm get an empty net goal, made it 4-2 with a minute 44 remaining. Here in regulation, Bukowski will pick up an assist as he threw that one in the net. The Storm with the extra attacker, Chris Wilkie, found the rebound. It's his second goal of the season. Wilkie. 4-2. Lancers are the lead. Now Johansson's back in the net. It should be Wilkie on the goal from Glukowski. And the faceoff winner will be the second assist. And now we'll see the Storm win the faceoff and get it in the Omaha end. It was batted out of the air with the Omaha stick. Bruns makes a save on a Cutler-Martin shot. Bouncing around. Storm go with the empty net once again. Storm down two goals, trying desperately to get back in this one. They have one empty netter already. Olsen with a shot. Deflection wide and out of play. So you got a minute 22 remaining in this game. And credit Tri-City for not giving up in this one. They trail by two here. The Diamond Vogel final five. 4-2 the score. Tri-City there got a dirty goal off a face-off. Lukowski threw a puck at the net. And Wilkie cleaned up in front. 1:22 left in the Vogel final five. Omaha wins the face-off. Pullman unable to clear. Now Lukowski. So a 2-on-1. Puck across to Hines, and that'll do it. Hines seals it with an empty net goal. And Omaha has taken a 5-2 lead. Good effort on the comeback try for the Storm, but too little too late in this one. It's Tyler Hines who scores the goal. Nice passing. Pick up the assist. And Omaha has come in and they've been too much here tonight. 5-2 the score now in favor of the Lancers. Minute 10 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. Shots on net, pretty even here in this one. 32-31, Omaha in control by one shot. Storm on the faceoff, Gomez has it, throws one in, runs, makes a save. Rebound was loose. Juicy rebound, moved to the near side. Fake Cecil faked on a shot, got it in deep. Cecil could not keep it in at the blue line. It's out to neutral ice, now back to the Storm, and final of play here in the third. Lukowski played it all the way down, icing whistled on Tri-City. 42 seconds remaining now in regulation. Storm dropped this one to the Lancers. 5-2 the score right now. Storm did get two goals in the last 6 minutes of play. But they dropped one to Omaha in time this season. Face off one. Nelson with a shot that went wide of Johansson's net. Rebound Gomez ahead and out of the zone. Benedetto trying to catch up to a puck in neutral ice. And now Eastman with it. Storm in. Eastman on the near side where Gomez gets sealed off. And now the Lancers with it. It's Nelson to the far side. Kendall by Kevin Kerr. And now back to the Lancers. 15 seconds of this one. Schultz to the red line. Gets it in deep. Storm final line change here. And the Lancers skate out of the Viero Event Center. As the Storm get a turnover here. Aldworth, chance to the net, missed wide. And the Lancers, with a 5-2 victory in dominating fashion, took the lead with just under 2 minutes left in the first period. Hung on the rest of the way. The Storm dropped to 4-7-2. 15 games into the USHL season. Chase Berger hobbling off the bench. We didn't see him in the final minutes there. Hope he's okay. Looks like an ankle injury, but Berger stayed in the game and
worked hard for the Storm. Final score, Lancers take this one 5-2. We'll be back for the Old Chicago postgame show here at the Viero Event Center to recap things here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Zandar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm fall 5-2 to the Omaha Lancers here tonight. Lancers, better team here in this one, and they got the 2 points they deserve. Final score 5-2. We welcome you into the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Well, if you look at the shots on goal, this game looked pretty even. 32-31, Omaha led the Storm in shots on net. Look at the scoreboard, see that Omaha got off to a lead, and Storm made a closer link, but they fell short in this one, and the two goals for the Storm both scored with under 7 minutes to play. L'Esperance from Steve Hayden at 13:21, and then Wilkie with an extra attacker from Glukowski and Christian Horn. Otherwise, it was the Jake Randolph show tonight. Randolph, league-leading, 26 points coming in, scored a goal and had two assists on the first three Omaha goals, and they led 3-0. Heading into the third period and had full control of the game, as if that wasn't rough enough for the Storm. Connor Light scored 48 seconds into the third period, and it was 4-0 early on in the third, and the Storm dug themselves a hole they couldn't get out of. 0 for 5 on the power play for the Tri-City Storm. Omaha Lancers score their first two goals on power plays. Two power play goals for the Lancers. And they went ahead early and stayed ahead the entire time. Closest Storm got in the third period was 4-2 after an empty net goal from Wilkie. But then Tyler Hines scored an empty netter. By extra attacker goal from Wilkie. And then Tyler Hines with empty netter to make it 5-2 Omaha Lancers. So the goals for the Lancers, Jake Randolph, Tucker Pullman, Jake Henderson, Connor Light, and Tyler Hines. For the Storm, Joel Esperance and Chris Wilkie, each with tallies. Omaha here didn't come out with the fast start. The Storm were ahead. Not on the scoreboard, but the Storm had some chances. And unfortunately for Tri-City, they let up a goal late in the first period to Jake Randolph with at 18. From then, they trailed and couldn't get back in the same. Worst period the Storm played had really period and 0 for the week of the game. They'll have no choice but to look forward to the upcoming contest next week in Dubuque and Sioux Falls. Jacob Johansson makes 27 saves, one shot. Was pulled for an extra attacker later on. Cole Bruns makes 29. He might have a shot out here, but the Storm scored a couple late goals and get on the board. Picks up the win here for the Lancers, their 11th win of the season early on, and continue to hold standings at a top in the number one spot in the Western Conference. Stabler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stabler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Get to the New West three stars of the game here presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, three stars tonight. The third star for the Tri-City Storm, Joel Esperance. Esperance with a lot of different chances here. He had a nose for the net. Cole Bruns made some great saves on Esperance, but the Storm forward got his fifth goal of the season, finally getting on the board late in the game. Esperance scored at 13:21, picked up his fifth goal of the season for Tri-City. Assist there to Steve Hayden on the Esperance goal. Joel Esperance, our third star of the game. Second star goes to Omaha's goaltender, Cole Bruns. Bruns, very effective for the Lancers tonight again. Made 29 saves on 31 shots. Bruns, the Prairie Grove, Illinois native, gets the win here tonight and the second star of the game. And the first star for the Lancers, number 13, Jake Randolph. His line with Tyler Vessel and Gage Huff. Effective once again, Randolph with 3 points on the night, getting points on all three of the Lancers' first goals and putting the Lancers in position to succeed. He's the USHL's leading scorer, and he showed why tonight, getting a lot of chances in the Storm end and making it count. Once again, Jake Randolph, the first star of the game. Now it's time for the Net Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest-working player, the Net Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Net Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the Grinder of the Night tonight to Steve Hayden. Hayden, very physical game as usual. Had a couple nice hits, but more importantly, had a nice assist. It's on the Esperance goal, and Steve Hayden awarded for his hard work and effort here tonight. Not getting the most minutes on the fourth line, but when he was on the ice, he made things happen. He tried to win battles, and he threw his body around, and that's what the Storm needed here tonight. Just came up short. 5-2, the final score. And Steve Hayden, your Dent Popper Grinder of the Night tonight. We'll take a break and come back here in the old Chicago postgame show to wrap things up on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin back with you here in the old Chicago postgame show. Tri-City Storm dropped this one to the Omaha Lancers by a final score of 5-2. And I'm joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. Coach, obviously a struggle for you guys all night here tonight. Seemed like you had some energy early on in the first period, but you allowed a late goal, and things kind of spiraled downward from there.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes we had opportunities, we didn't finish, and you know you control that, and then you take a penalty and give one up, and I think that really hurt us.
Coach, do you think your struggles in this game, how much was it that you guys didn't play as well, or was it that Omaha was taking away a lot of chances? Obviously, the number one defense in the league, they do a lot of things the right way defensively. Is that a big factor here tonight?
I think so, but I mean, we had opportunities again, and we didn't finish, and then that's frustrating for us right now. I mean, we have, you know, 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s early in the game, and we have opportunities to, you know, jump out to a lead, and we're a much better team right now when we get that early lead, and we just didn't get it.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier because you kind of saw last week in the two wins at home here, the key seemed like getting that lead against Waterloo and Lincoln. Your team was able to play very well from ahead. But here, from behind, they've struggled, and it seems like just getting behind in games hasn't been conducive to winning for you guys.
Yeah, we struggle right now as far as, you know, if, when we give one up early or, you know, we get down, it's just a little mental strength right now that isn't there, and it's something that has to improve.
Seems like tonight the guy with the most opportunities with Joel Esperance, a few nice chances, and Cole Bruns makes some saves there early on in the game, but he gets rewarded later for going to the net.
Yeah, I think, you know, he got frustrated with himself and took two undisciplined penalties because he had opportunities and didn't score, and then, you know, finally got paid off for it. But, I mean, he has chances that he usually finishes that he didn't early in the game.
And from a veteran like Joel, what do you say to him like that when he takes the penalties after being so close like that? How do you keep his head in the game?
It's just, you know, something that the guys have to learn, and it's something that Joel is, you know, battle with. He plays with a lot of emotion and a lot of energy, and you got to walk the line.
Seemed like later in the game you did get that goal from Joel Esperance. Have you ever seen Steve Hayden make a move like that offensively?
No, you know what? He was our best forward tonight. He brought a lot of energy whenever he got on the ice, and that's, you know, it's good for him to get, you know, get that going, and hopefully keep left of that and continue to keep improving.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, joining us here in the old Chicago Post Game Show. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks.
Final score of this one, 5-2, the Omaha Lancers on top of the Storm. We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard once more before we sign off here. Fargo Force actually erased a 3-goal deficit from Youngstown in the third period, but fell in a shootout to the Youngstown Phantoms. Phantoms win 4-3 over Fargo. Dubuque with an overtime win over Muskegon 3-2. Sioux City able to hold off a late rally from the Lincoln Stars. Lincoln was down 5-2 in that game, and Musketeers end up coming out on top 6-5. Waterloo defeats Sioux Falls 4-2. Cedar Rapids on top of Des Moines 3-1. And Chicago defeats Green Bay 6-3 in Bensenville, Illinois, where the Storm will be in a couple of weeks. Next week, the Storm take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints on Friday, and they'll head to Sioux Falls to face the Stampede on Saturday. We'll have all the action with you right here on the Breeze 94.5, your home for Storm hockey all season. I want to thank Caleb Ranke back in studio for his hard work all night and for getting us on the air here tonight from the Viero Event Center. Once again, the final score, Tri-City Storm fall to the Omaha Lancers 5-2. We will talk to everybody a week from tonight on Friday in Dubuque. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.